It's Monday, May 4th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and this is the Alex Jones Rebel Network.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
You are the resistance.
But if you want to find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding, I'm not about to see your life. But if you want to find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. I'm here, your embattled chronicler, Alex Jones, coming to you from alexjoneslive.com and on all the radio and TV satellites beaming out to over 460-plus radio stations, over 100 cable stations, and over 200 UHF and VHF blasting out over Rumble at the Alex Jones Show on X at Real Alex Jones on the network site at AJ and Live. Those are the coordinates of the ongoing human revolution against tyranny, of populism, and of total natalism in God's plan. And I salute all of you that have joined us on this live transmission. As you can notice, I'm emboldened by all the attacks, because I know I'm over the target. Just as my father's father in World War II, they didn't have radar on the planes. They had it back at the bases, and they needed to fly into the flak. The enemy guns firing up artillery shells that exploded with shrapnel, because that's where the factories and the bases and the troops were. They were ordered to attack. So I steer into the flak. I steer in to the enemy fire because I am looking for a confrontation. Like John Paul Jones said, he was asking for his command, which he was given in the U.S. Navy and really became the founder of it. He said, I only want the fastest ships and I only want to go straight into action. And I will join, because he was already a hero and a badass. And that's where I'm at. I only want the fastest ships and orders to go directly into combat in the information war. Well, we're, how many days are we now? We're now, 66 days into this grand fiasco. It was supposed to end in 3 to 4 days. Netanyahu and the Mossad told Trump. And, now you notice that didn't happen. Now, missiles fired at Dubai, reportedly most of them intercepted, reportedly more coming in, and less than 10 hours after Trump ordered the U.S. Navy to go in the Strait of Hormuz, he already ordered them a month ago, but they refused. Trump fired the head of the Navy. That's because they're in range of the artillery and the missiles. It's only 12 miles wide at the narrowest point, and they don't need dolphins to blow up our ships or even mines. They have missiles and artillery. That's why our ships were staying back hundreds of miles away. Well, now Trump got new leadership of the Navy, and he ordered the ships in to, quote, help get the ships blocked out. And reportedly, the Iranians put two missiles into a large U.S. warship. That's being denied, but the Pentagon denied all the other attacks that were successful before. But international news, including in Europe, is reporting it did indeed happen. And we know this, the strait is closed right now, and Iran is in control. It's killing the economy, just as all the experts warned Trump. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with this and so much more. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. Do it now. The tyrants hope you don't. You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. the CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you're about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. This is not a spectator sport. This is an information war. Share those live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X, AJN on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and everywhere else. Refeed them, blast them out, however you want. Tell folks about that local radio station you're listening to, or that local cable station you're watching us on. Because you are everything when you decide to take action and tell those you share the links with to share them, and those they share them to share them. It creates the chain reaction. All right, it is Monday, the fourth day, ladies and gentlemen, of May 2026. We are now 4 days into the shutdown of the mighty Infowars.com and the studios. Infowars.com has been around over 27 years. Wikipedia says 2019 really started in 2017. I mean, 1997, or get the day straight. So that's really 30 years, but whatever. Let them say 27. They go, you're in the 27 Club. It lived as long as all these famous rock stars like Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison and the rest of them. No, it died at 30. But the point is we're 4 days into the launch of AlexJonesLive.com. So obviously we've been trending the top of X and everywhere else. Millions and millions a day of new listeners. More than that, just pouring in. Upwards of 8 million to 9 million people visiting AlexJonesLive.com each day since we launched. Very, very exciting. Thanks to all of you spreading the word. So there we have a Monday emergency broadcast. Iran claims two missiles successfully struck U.S. warship at Strait of Hormuz hours after Trump ordered U.S. ships to enter. Meanwhile, Iran fires more missiles at Dubai as war explodes into high gear. Watch the censored show here and please share it. So I had some guests today, but I'm working on friendly moving them to tomorrow, but just because I think we need to take some calls here and also have so much news and so many important things to get to that I think we're going to need the time, but we'll see. I might have Matt Bracken or somebody on, military expert, or Michael Yon, super expert on the Straits and all of that, but in the fourth hour, but we'll see, because I'm loaded for bear. I'm super prepared. I've had so many huge subjects. The AI globalist takeover has really come to a head. The biggest developments ever, a whole cluster of them. I'm going to spend some substantive, important time. We really know what's going on. We'll get to that later in a few hours. We're obviously going to get into 66 days into Israel's war that they drug us into with Iran and the disastrous developments minute by minute happening, just as all the experts predicted, which Israel knew what they were doing, lying to Trump about this, giving him fake intelligence. That's all confirmed. Will he extricate himself from this trap? We'll see. It's designed to kill his recovery and bring in the Great Reset so the Rothschilds and BlackRock and the rest of them can have their cake and eat it too. We're going to be getting to all of that. We have Bill Gates on record funding weaponized GMO tick research with Lyme disease around the country. And then wherever these research centers are, people then find these boxes full of baby ticks just pouring out all over the place. And suddenly the Lone Star tick is spreading all over the country in places it never was just a few years ago. And it's got weaponized Lyme disease in it that is even stronger and then gives you alpha-gal syndrome, where you can't ever eat red meat again, and it can even kill you, and then magically, don't worry, Bill Gates' lab-grown meat won't do that to you. So you see his business model, and he's been caught before releasing GMO mosquitoes in Brazil and in Florida, all over Latin America and the U.S. It's just incredible. He was behind all the poison shots, all of it. This guy is the chief eugenics officer of the New World Order, as his father and mother were, heading up the World Depopulation Society, the World Eugenics Society, when it was handed to them by the head of the IBM when he died, Thomas Watson, who was the architect of the Nazi Germany and its Hollerith IBM machines and all the rest of it. He was given one award that not even Hitler ever got by Hitler himself for the great work he did. Just know that. The ADL tells you if you don't want your country open to third world populations and don't want your daughter raped and don't want to be told you're bad because you're white, you're really a Nazi. Or if you don't want to destroy Iran and have World War III, you're a Nazi. But if you actually support real depopulation and poisoning everybody, then, oh, there's nothing from the ADL, or the Southern Poverty Law Center, the real attacks that are going on. And all we know is they release these GMO mosquitoes that's supposedly going to cure you from malaria. They're going to give you the vaccine whether you like it or not. Well, that right there violates the Nuremberg Code of informed consent. It's punishable by death under the law, the Geneva Convention. But then they spin it, okay, well, all this horrible malaria that happens to sterilize you on top of it exploded everywhere he released these mosquitoes. But, oh, he's not behind it. It's not his fault. So I got a big stack on that. This is a big, big deal. Then we have all these papers from the UN and the WEF saying just 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year, oh, we need to release ticks on people that bite you with alpha gal, like the Lone Star tick. He says, oh, like the Lone Star tick, and then you won't be able to eat beef anymore, and that'll save the earth because cow farts are bad. So they would tell you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and again, last year, what they're going to do. Yeah, here's one of the little guys at the WEF right there. By the way, the WEF just had another meeting last week, and John Kerry said we need to censor everybody in Europe and America for the New World Order because if people have a chance to listen to other ideas, well, we can't control their minds. Very nice people. And, of course, I told you before COVID was released, I told you that once it was out what was happening. I told you that it would be the shot that erased your immune system and cause infertility and blood clots and all the rest of it because they had tested COVID-19 under an Obama initiative that they created the bioweapon in 2014, 15, 16, and became a huge scandal. So we already knew all about it before it even happened. And now it's all come out in Congress that they knew it didn't work. They knew it hurt you. They knew it killed millions. And Fauci's top advisor has been indicted for lying about gain of function, destroying evidence. But the statute of limitations is up in just ...11 days online to Congress, but it's not up on war crimes and bioweapon attacks and all that. There's no statute of limitations, but we need to get him online to Congress. It's cut and dry. That's what Senator Paul put out a letter last night saying he's not letting this go. Fauci needs to be indicted right now. So, yeah, the key aspects of Gates-funded tick research, targeted purpose. And, of course, then he Trojan horses it and then has all his tick research around the country where the ticks didn't exist before. And then magically you wonder why the ticks are spreading everywhere. It's the same story over and over again. Oh, how ticks became bioweapons. How the CIA took syphilis and put it into ticks at Plum Island off New York City. How it then accidentally escaped and created modern Lyme disease. That's confirmed that they created Lyme disease. Now they've just souped it up again. OAP, no immediate allergy caused by ticks. It's not tied to Gates Foundation on the program. Here's why. Just like AP told you back at the time, oh, no, Bill Gates is involved, and Chapel Hill's not involved, and Dr. Barrick's not involved, And Peter Daszak's not involved at Wuhan, and it turned out they ran the whole operation and moved it from North Carolina when it got exposed. So it's the same story over and over. Oh, how to control ticks through biotechnology. And then what do they load into the ticks? Yeah, I'm already kind of covering this, but that's coming up later. Going to do a deep dive on it. The crew's doing a great job pulling all this up. What a nice man. But just remember, he says he wants to depopulate you at TED Talks, wants to kill grandma, and wants euthanasia. But he wants you to take a shot because he wants you to live forever, doesn't want you to die. There's too many people, but he's got a shot for you because he really cares about you. And his dad and mom co-chaired the World Eugenics Society for depopulation. That became the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They even had award ceremonies right when they set the official new foundation name up. Well, he did it in 2000, but it was a 2002 award dinner, and they're giving him an award at his own event for the Bill and Melinda Gates Population Control Organization. So they still were at the gala giving you the proper actual name. And of course, the number one cause of polio worldwide is vaccines, and that's always the Bill and Melinda Gates program that causes it with the live polio vaccine. And I remember when my older children were still little, it was the biggest pediatric clinic in Austin. He owned them all over the city. And he was like, wouldn't push vaccines. So if you Googled it, you know, where is a clinic where they won't try to make my kid take a shot? Because most pediatricians will fire you, or at least back then, say, you know, you can't come here if you don't. So I found this place, and my kids went there. And one time, he had a bunch of doctors working for him. But I guess he heard I was there or something. Because one doctor's in there, and he kind of pushes him out of the room and says, oh, hi, I'm the owner, or such and such. He was an old man then. He comes in, big guy. He goes, I just want you to know that I used to run the city program for taking care of poor kids in East Austin, Hispanics and blacks, up until the mid-90s, and I want you to know something. We were giving them 1950s and 1960s live polio vaccine that was outlawed, and all of it had SV40 and all sorts of other cancer viruses in it. And I know what you're saying is all true, and I stood up to the city and you know, made them scrap it. And I go, well, great. And then he's a big guy. He grabs me by the bicep. All of a sudden, he realized what he'd done. He goes, he squeezed me pretty hard. If he wasn't telling me something important, I'd have probably popped him. You know, big old guy grabs me by the arm and squeezes. He goes, don't you tell anybody I told you that. And I went, well, you didn't say it was off record, but no, I'm not going to say your name. He goes, no, I want you to know it. I want you to know you're right. I can't believe they did that. And so I get this big ass, like 6'6" doctor, old man grabbing your arm. It's like, but I mean, that's how real this is, folks. But I don't need you to just believe him. I have all the documents, and my own grandmother died at 93. Beauty queen, so sweet, so smart. And married my grandfather, one wonderful lady. And she goes in and gets her second polio vaccine and gets paralyzed and almost had to put her in an iron lung. She was in a wheelchair and crutches the rest of her life. Excruciating pain. Ate half the nerve in her body. And she just told me, oh, yeah, well, the doctor was nice, and I forgive him. It's a mistake of the medical system. He said, oh, yeah, well, a bunch of people are paralyzed. You know, the main cause of polio is a bad vaccine. So, I mean, my own grandmother. I mean, folks, this is massive. They just train us to take this crap, and I'm sick of it. You know, I have a tendency to say, let me tell you what's coming up. That's where I actually get into it all. But I'm going to go deep dive on all this. You know what's going on. These people love it. They love maiming you and killing you, and it's all a big sick joke. And now it's all come out in Congress, what I told you, hard to believe, 6 years ago, with top experts. I mean, oh, let me call Dr. Boyle that wrote the U.S. and Chemical and Biological Weapons Treaties and was the head U.N. war prosecutor and has all the sources, has the same Ph.D., the only one's given a year from Harvard that Henry Kissinger set up to teach only one person a year that graduates how the New World Order really works. But he was doing it covertly and turned against them immediately. In fact, they never even said you got to pledge allegiance to us. He had all the top grades, two other degrees, when he went to Harvard. went to the right places, you know, Chicago Business School, all that stuff. And so they just figured he was one of them, Francis Boyle. He died last year. And he was just there waiting the whole time to come after the rest. And everything he said in January and February 2020, before any of it was out, every bit of it was all true. Because he had all the sources, folks. He knew what was going on. He was an insider. But a spy of humanity inside the devil system from the beginning. And that's why I talk about him all the time, because he was just such a treasure. And that's how we knew so much of this. With so many other insiders, too. It's like Dr. Rima Labo was taking care of heads of state, royalty, you name it. And they're like, no, don't tell anybody. Well, they just thought she knew, because she was, they're like, because, you know, her husband was the head of the army and all this other stuff. Oh, it's so sad we have to kill all of them, but it's for the earth. 90% must die. You know, they're going to take the shot when we release the pandemic. And then, of course, that will release their immune system. And then they'll all slowly die. It's so sad. Then we go on international TV and tell everybody about it in 2009. And then you all saw it happen, just like she said. I mean, that's the thing. That's why they want us off the air, folks. That's why they create these caricatures with Howard Stern and Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert and all these new comics that aren't even comics that they finance to come out and attack us and try to steal our identity and say they're trying to do it. It's because that they think is their only hope, is to confuse people, put out a bunch of nonsense with our logo and try to talk like me. They really got like a Alabama, Louisiana combined accent. We can't even get the accent right. This is a Texas accent, son. Nothing against, I like the accents of the South. It's just, you don't even know what the different ones sound like, dumbass. You don't know what an East Texas accent sounds like from a West Texas accent. You don't know what a North Texas accent sounds like from a South Texas accent. I do. I can tell somebody, I know where you're from. Because white Southerners that are born and raised, say, in far South Texas, they're around Hispanics all the time that are more cowboy than the Anglos. That's where the cowboy hats and all that stuff comes from, is them, adopted from Spain when they came over. That's all out of Spain, folks. The leather boots, the chaps, the whole nine yards. And I remember one time I had some New Yorkers down here. I took them out to a barbecue place, and they saw these Mexicans come in with cowboy hats and boots and all this stuff. They go, why are the Mexicans dressed like Texans? And I was like, no, the Texans are dressed like the Mexicans. But these people don't know anything. But I don't know why I was going down that path with that story. Oh, it doesn't matter anymore. I don't know why I was telling that story, but. Oh, accents. None of these guys can ever get a Texas accent to try to copy one. They always do like an Alabama one, but it's not right. It's bizarre. But if you take an Oklahoma original accent, it sounds like a Texas accent, but there were so many more Native Americans. It's got a little bit of that to it. That's how I can tell. Oh, you're from Oklahoma. Would you grow up by a reservation? Yeah, how do you know that? Well, I don't have to go to school to be a linguist. I just hear it. It's like you hear something, oh, that's that type of jazz. Or you hear, oh, that's blues. Or, oh, that's hard rock. Or that's 70s rock. Or that's, you know. Oh, wait, is that Russian classical? How did you know? I just got that Russian sound. First time I heard, we call it Ice Cream Trucks. I forget the name of it. It's like a 70s Russian science fiction movie. Then it got adopted. We play a modern techno version. And the first time I heard it, my cousin was a DJ. And we were at a big club. He was running a rave. And I'm like in college. And I said, is that Russian? He goes, how do you know that? I said, it's got a Russian sound. It's like when I hear a French composer, I listen to so much classical music, I go, is that a French composer? Even if I didn't know the composer, like, yeah, that's a, because they'd usually be ripping off some other French composer. And you can tell German composers as well. Like when we play Beethoven or we play, you know, any of that stuff, you can tell. But side issue. So that's how my brain works. I start thinking about these comics all attacking me. Now they can never get the accent right. But that's okay. And see, that's the thing about authenticity. Is people that have been around something, they know the real thing because that's where they're from. That's why they want to destroy all culture and everything, so that we all are divided, atomized is the term they use, don't know where we came from, so we don't know where we're going. So I've kind of been waxing here because I left it all in the field with InfoWars. fought them as hard as I could. They're still losing. It's completely blown up in their face. I don't just put a good face on that. It really has. They filed Friday 7 accusations of crimes they say I committed to the state court, Supreme Court, and all of it certifiably easily disproven. So now we have all these huge causes of action. And so I'm just watching. That's how God always works. Is if you're just steadfast and fight the tyrants and trust in God, in the end, the bad guys always get it. And then just watching our numbers explode at alexjoneslive.com, and the radio stations are all calling up. Oh, we want to carry even more of your shows. When are you going to get other shows back on? We want those. I mean, I've just never seen, with all the persecution we've been through and all the stuff that's happened, I've never seen such a deep outpouring of support and love. And I just see, you know, God working in mysterious ways yet again. And this crew, everything they've done, they are so amazing. Without them, none of this could happen. And then the crap they've been through, and the listeners, I'm so thankful to you. I'm just in a really good mood. Even friends and family are like, man, you look like 5-10 years younger than last week under all this stress. What's going on? Why are you skipping around and singing and singing in the shower and stuff? Well, it's just because the more I do this, the more I fight tyranny. I already have an instinct to do it. I love doing it, but it just gets better and better and better. And it's just good to be on God's team and not the devil's team. And to see how pathetic our enemies are, I actually feel sorry for them. So we're going to go to break here in a couple minutes, 3 minutes, and I'm going to get my head screwed on straight. And I'm going to get out of all the nostalgia of InfoWars and what's coming in the future and all those things that are happening, and just drill into why you tune in. Because I don't want to just talk about how we were right 65, 66 days ago when this new war started, how it was designed to bring us down, how I predicted years ago. That's how they try to take Trump down in the administration. I can't believe he took the bait. He didn't in the first term. Eric Prince shook his head the day it started. We played the clip. Military expert at so many levels from the ground up. He said, I can't believe he did it. Now that it's going to fail, they're going to want boots on the ground. First, they'll block the strait, then we'll have to send in ships, they'll be attacked, then we'll have to take the shores, and this is just a total setup. I can't believe he did it. He's got to declare victory and pull out now and just say we're taking out some of their weapons. But when we said that to just Trump, it's not going to work. Israel's going to keep telling you, like a degenerate gambler, keep betting, and you'll come out on top. And now Israel government's saying, Trump, if you fail now, no one will ever trust you again. And you'll be known as the guy that lost the Iran war. You're already known as that. He said on Friday, the war's over. They've given up. They made no such statement. And by the middle of the night, he's like, I've greenlit Israel to hit them. We're going to hit them huge. The deal's over. Total war. And it goes on and on. That's 30 times he said the war is over. 12 times he said the strait is open. And look, they're like, they have no more Navy, no more weapons. Oh, they have dolphins. They don't even have a dolphin program. We have the biggest one in the world. We're the ones that have them, the Russians, to plant mines on stuff. So are the Chinese. But we're the king daddies of it. Oh, they're hurting dolphins. They're blowing up baby dolphins and all stuff. Just propaganda. They don't need that. They've got thousands of pieces of artillery and missiles there that can shoot right down on the ships if they try to go through there. They got close-range, high-powered weapons. Ah! Yeah, there's the evil Iranian dolphins attacking. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing him. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. We want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I told you no guests today unless I could get Michael Yon. And he is woke up for us. He's in Japan, 2 a.m. Former decorated Green Beret, known hands down as most prolific combat photographer ever, spending decades in war zones around the world, including with the U.S. military. and the Iran war. We're in day 65 going into day 66 right now. All of his predictions for years on our show about the Strait Wars, and that as soon as they moved to close the Strait, if we'd attacked Iran, that we wouldn't be able to open it without a total ground invasion, which is a total trap. Israel knew that. They lied to us on the intelligence. Now different systems and groups are moving to close other major choke points. A new world war is here. You can call it whatever you want. The CIA called World War III the Cold War. They're officially calling this in the Pentagon World War IV. I know that uneducated people that are illiterate on geopolitical military affairs, like Mark Levin, have a heyday with that trending the last few months, that I'm an insane person and tomorrow we'll be in World War VIII. But we are in World War IV, according to the Pentagon, the CIA, in their own documents. They're not really broadcasting that, but that's in the official white papers. And this is a total and complete trap. They're now admitting the ship got attacked. They're not giving details. First, the Pentagon was denying that. Trump last night ordered the Navy in. A month ago, he ordered them in to, quote, shepherd ships being blocked out. And then the Navy said they're going to take us out with their missiles, even short range and artillery. It's a death trap, only 12 miles wide. So they got rid of the Secretary of the Navy, and now they've sent ships in. That part's confirmed. The Iranians reportedly hit a cruiser with two missiles. It left. We've looked at the map there. There is no U.S. warship in there up close. And then a bunch of missiles got fired at Dubai in the UAE. So this is all going on. Trump said on Friday the war was over. Then by the next day, he said, no, now we're going to total war. He's done that 30 times. This is insane. And now we're seeing the aftershocks in the economy, not just with oil and gas and energy, but with 30% of the world's fertilizer cutoff. Michael Yon, thank you so much for joining us. We'll put your Substack on screen. People can find your great reports and articles. But, wow, I know you're not happy to be totally vindicated in spades, but we predicted this. We're right. It's happened. We're deep into this now. Now he's getting ready ground troops to, quote, secure the Strait, only 20,000, 15,000 Army, mainly Rangers and airborne, and then 5,000 Marines. I've got that in the articles. And so we're sleepwalking into total disaster. We got brief last week on a ground invasion. We know the head of the Army said you got to have 100,000 troops, so he fired him. Michael, this doesn't look good. With all of your geopolitical understanding, military background, A-team, you know, Green Beret, training for all these type of scenarios, give us the larger quantification of where we are in the big picture, and then zero in on where this is going, and then, because we've been right about the past, no reason to recap that, and then what we should do as American people and others to somehow get Trump to not be held hostage by Netanyahu so he can hold us hostage. I think that's really the question, is what do we do? Michael Yon.
Right, yeah, I'm in Japan now. I'm in my library. I haven't even left today. I've been looking at the big picture. And so the I don't even pay attention to Trump. He's a waste of time. You know, Alex, I mean, I think you know that better than anybody on the planet. But they're clearly trying to put us into famine. And this is, you know, they don't care if we lose a ship. I think they want that. In fact, I published that before the missile strike today, that I think they want to see our ships get sunk.
Before the war began, and we got to find the clip, you said they want to get an aircraft carrier, a ship sunk, like the Lusitania, to pull us fully in. And thank God the Navy's been saying no, but now they're following his order, it looks like.
Yeah, and just before this missile strike, I said they're probably trying right now to get it shot right now. I just put it on Twitter just a few hours ago before this came up. So, I mean, it's kind of obvious what they're doing. You know, when you stay, Alex, I mean, how many times have you said it? It's really easy if you just maniacally study for years on end, 7 days a week, and read what they write and listen to what they say and then watch what they're doing. And then it's almost feels like cheating to then predict what they're going to do next. I think they're going to end up closing the Strait of Malacca as well. And that's why we spend so much time over there looking at Strait of Malacca.
And that's even more important. That's in Asia.
Right. And I think also the Turkish Straits. But Malacca, when it comes, it's clear that they're trying to actually put China into famine. And not just China, but the United States as well, and Russia. I don't know if they're going to be able to famine Russia, but it's clear that they're going, the Zionists are using the United States against China and Russia and using China against the United States. And I mean, it's the normal get everybody to man in the middle type thing, right? And so, meanwhile, the Israelis are popping out to Patagonia and Philippines and Thailand and Panama and United States. And some are even going to Baja California. I mean, they're going all over the place. They're abandoning ship in Israel. But I think actually Israel itself is scheduled to be genocided by the Zionists. They want that land, but they don't want the Israelis there. They want to keep some of the Israelis as a skeleton crew, but they want to get rid of a lot of them, especially a lot of the Orthodox Jews. They hate those guys.
That's right. There's a big war in Israel by the modern Zionists, even against the Orthodox. That's why the caricatures of corrupt Zionists as Orthodox Jews isn't even accurate. But pulling back from this, absolutely, Ukraine's blowing up all the pipelines. The CIA already blew up the Nord Stream. That's causing massive trouble in Europe. Already fertilizer's not been coming out of Ukraine for a few years. If they get the Straits of Malacca, that's even more trade goes through there than what goes through the Strait of Hormuz. This is all heating up right now. And I agree with you. Trump doesn't even know this was designed to kill his recovery. He doesn't even know that Netanyahu openly got him to do this because the U.S. bringing us down is an even bigger target than Iran. And you say Trump doesn't matter. I know he's been close to just pulling out and ending this, but then he always doubles down. Is that because he's compromised?
I think he's just part of the game. He's part of the kayfabe, right? And also, I think you may end up seeing a war between Argentina and Brazil as part of this as well. When you want to put China into famine, you need to do a few things. One would be cut them off from Brazil, which that would include mitigating. That would, you know, if you got a war going with Brazil, that would be helpful because of the – well, first of all, there's a lot of food that goes to China from Brazil. So you can – take control of the Panama Canal. Also, there's a bioceanic corridor that's being built between Brazil and Paraguay and Argentina and Chile. In fact, Misako and I went over to the Argentina part about a year ago because, you know, that corridor is going to be important as well. And also the Drake Passage. I mean, there's different ways that you need to cut off. If you want to put China in famine, there are certain things you need to do. One would be to cut them off from Brazil. Obviously, U.S. food as well, because a lot of their food comes from the U.S.
And let's not forget the other big piece would be cut off the oil to Cuba that China directly works with Venezuela. Again, we're not fans of Cuba or Venezuela, but the point is all part of this larger geopolitical system to cut off the U.S., cut off Europe, and cut off China, crash the global economy. That's why Larry Fink's so happy right now. To then put the globalists in charge as the nation states collapse, just like Frank Herbert's excellent Dune, wrote like 10 books, but the trilogy is really good because he was a geopolitical expert and said this is how he saw future wars. You have the emperor who has two main rivals are the Harkonnens and the Atreides, so he sets it up to have them kill each other. This is the oldest trick in the book.
It is. I mean, how long have you been talking about this? Since you were in diapers, probably. I mean, you're always talking about this. So, I mean, this is what they're doing. It's an old game, man in the middle, you know, as Mike Adams mentioned to me earlier today, actually. Mike Adams today published he put something on X talking about how a man in the middle tried to get you and him to fight each other, right? He put it on X just like a few hours ago. And, trying to get Mike to go after you and you to go after Mike. This is just normal stuff. And the Zionists are very good at it. They've been, again, using China against us and us against China. And now keep in mind, I'm no fan of CCP. I've written 3 books about the CCP, you know, the war that's building over time, and I've been all over China, right? I mean, they're coming too, so it's not like there's one good guy and one bad guy here. We're in a jungle, and so I think what you're going to see next, though, is you're going to see more. This is a process war. It's not an event. It's not just going to suddenly end unless they start lobbing nukes. But it's not just going to suddenly end. It's a process. It'll unfold probably over years unless somebody pulls the trigger and starts launching hydrogen bombs. Short of that, I think you're going to see billions of people will probably die one way or the other, a lot of them from famine, a lot from pandemic, and a lot from other aspects of war. So this is what they're doing. I think you're going to see maybe Danish Straits get closed. Misako and I went up there a couple months ago looking at the Danish Strait because of that reason, actually. And, of course, Panama.
Let's briefly talk about the mechanisms. We're already in a proxy war in Panama with China. Texas said we sent down there last year to, quote, clear them out. How's that going? What are the triggers to close all these different straits, whether you're talking about Singapore, the Strait of Malacca, or all the others?
Well, I think it's easy. I mean, like Malacca is easy to close. You know, Paul Wolfowitz used to be the ambassador to Indonesia. And, you know, he took me out to dinner at different times and whatnot. He told me all kinds of stories. You know, he used to be the ambassador to Indonesia. He told me all kinds of stories about Indonesia. Indonesia is right there on the Strait of Malacca, right? And the United States has just made some nice agreements with Indonesia about overflight rights and these sorts of things. We can close that Strait of Malacca. That's why China wants to open the Kra Isthmus Canal, or let's say not necessarily a canal. It could be just a land bridge. Now, the first time I looked at that land bridge at Kra was in 2014. Al Johnson and I went down there specifically because we thought this day would come. That was 2014. And the last time I was there was about a year ago, looking at the Kra Isthmus, thinking they're going to close Malacca at some point, and the Chinese are going to have to, you know, negotiate with Thailand to open that Kra Isthmus Canal, which that canal, they've been thinking about doing that since at least maybe 1667 or so. And
sure, so how deep are we into the New World War, and what are the next moves of the bad guys?
Next moves, I think, will be famine. That's why I don't even pay attention to the day-to-day stuff. I mean, this is much bigger than, you know, if they sink an aircraft carrier, it's much bigger than that.
Let's explain. It's not like you're saying this, you predicted years ago. It's here. In the growing season, we have over 50 days now, 60 plus of the war, but of the strait basically closed. Just that alone, massive fertilizer shortages all across the world, including the United States. That bakes in guaranteed crises next year or next fall.
Yep, there it is. I mean, just as we've been warning, you know, like I said, like 4 or 5 years ago, I flew over to Thailand to talk with the next prime minister. Abhisit is his name. I wrote the last few pages of his book. The name of the book is The Simple Truth. And I flew in from Europe to tell him if we close this, if the Strait of Hormuz closes and the Turkish Straits closes and a few other things, Thailand itself could be put into famine, right? And of course, all the Thais that I speak with, I've been all over Thailand. I've been to every province. Thailand is extremely important. Thailand is the hyphen in Indo-Pacific security. But I said Thailand can go into famine, much less if we see Pakistan, India, Bangladesh go into famine.
And famine means famine means war. Once in all actuaries and societal studies, once a country, any country, no matter Asian, black, white, doesn't matter, once 50% of a person's paycheck goes to food and energy, you get unrest. At 60, you get civil war and war. And we're already approaching.
Yeah. Countries don't usually, governments don't generally survive famines. You know, you see the Hungry 40s and the 1840s in Europe. You know, the governments generally don't survive a famine. There's cases where they do. But in this case, this will be the biggest famine humankind has ever seen in recorded history. If there was ever a bigger famine than it was before any of the books I've ever seen. So, I mean, this is set to keep in mind. Famines tend to grow like wars. They grow like fires. So they tend to actually grow, especially the type of famine that we're going in now. There's different types of famine. This is what I call a slow famine. It's a slow famine. You kind of slowly drift into it. Those tend to be the worst kind.
And for middle class, it's just bad inflation and you use up your resources. But then for the working class and the poor, then crime explodes, then confidence is lost, and then rioting begins, and then that leads into war.
Right. In the slow famines, for instance, in this case, as the people can't afford food, they're going to start to steal it, of course. Some people eat their neighbor, Alex. Great song. I shouldn't laugh at that, but here you go. But they'll start stealing from farms. They'll start super gleaning. They'll start stealing from warehouses and from trains and boats.
Isn't South Africa a perfect example of a slow famine? Destroyed now, collapsing, and it's been going on for a decade now, accelerating.
Right. And so it'll accelerate. And then the thing is as they start stealing from the farmers don't plant. Well, in this case, the fertilizer is not going to be there anyway. So, but even if the fertilizer were there and the famine started for some other reason, then on that second season, that's why these slow famines can take, look at the 1840, 1845 to roughly 1854 famine in Ireland. That famine didn't reach its peak until several years into the famine, right? That was a slow famine. And the British took advantage of that and, you know, cut off their ports and that sort of thing. So, I mean, but, the initial spark was said to be that fungus that got
potato
into
blight.
the black potatoes.
So expanding 100%, because BlackRock admits this, they're bragging. Larry Fink looked like he was dying a year ago. Now he's on cloud nine. He says, this is great for the Great Reset. This will teach us to have a reset, teach us to have less. This is going to go on now, he said, for decades. It's already bad. If it continues a few more months, well, let's talk about Iran. I mean, the Iranians' back's against the wall. All they've got is closing the strait. We know they militarily can keep it closed. Trump doesn't understand that, so since ships in to get hit. How long do you see this going? It seems it goes from bad to worse.
It's meant to go worse. I don't see. That's why I'm not paying attention to any peace talks. That's just nonsense. I mean, there's no peace talks. Mao would call this ta-ta, tan-tan, right? Ta-ta, tan-tan means fight, 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 talk, talk. That's what this is. Everybody sends me these messages all the time. You know, some of them are people that you and I both know. And I'm like, why are you sending me messages about peace talks? It's ridiculous. You're wasting your brain cycles. This is going to be famine. You need to look at the very large picture. We're talking destroying many, many countries. The governments are going to be gone, right? And it's just a matter of time. This war was not designed to be talked out of. There's no chance of talking out of this war.
Well, let's quantify that. I was the first to say, before it even began, this will be COVID 2.0 designed to kill the global recovery. Trump walked right into this like he did COVID, very foolish. I don't think he was actually in on it. I'm not defending him. He literally, I know people inside, is throwing fits for months, saying, open the damn strait. Susie Wiles saying, in the war. But Netanyahu's got dirt on him or whatever it is by the short hair, so he won't stop. I just wonder if Trump will continue to be Netanyahu's slave in this, because now they're confirming the ship was attacked. They were denying it. Why did Trump say 30 times we won the war, including Friday, to then say, no, we didn't win the war? I mean, who is getting him to talk like this?
Well, in the kayfabe, he's just a distraction. While people talk about Trump, you know, this thing builds. This is clearly, likewise here in Japan. I mean, the things are picking up here in Japan as well. But Trump is part of the act. He's just an actor on the stage. I mean, he's part of the war machine. That guy pushed the death jab. He still sticks with it. That's a genocidal weapon. And so this is a follow-up on that. The famines that are coming, which I've been warning just almost daily about for 6 years. I mean, the famines they're going to be severe. I mean, keep in mind, it's taken years to set conditions for this, Alex.
Well, I got to tell you, you said a week and a half ago that you were sure that was staged at the event center there for the White House press correspondence. And I wasn't sure until they released new HD footage of him literally with a gun in front of the canine unit. The guy sees him with the gun, goes in the room, lets him run out with the gun. Now I guess that looks like a drill or something, because there now are cops standing around seeing him with a gun doing nothing and just standing there. Or they're just complete cowards. I mean, have you seen that footage?
I didn't see that, but I'll tell you what I did see is a bunch of people hit me with links, and they're like, did you see this? And I look at it. I watched the Trump thing for about 15 seconds, maybe maximum a minute, and I'm like, then I put on X, that's fake, and I went back to my books. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I'm not going to waste brain cycles on it. I mean, it's another stage act, like the whole ear thing and all these ridiculous things going on. October 7th in Israel, obviously huge numbers of people were killed, but that was also staged. I mean, as you know, they'll look at this. I mean, how's this guy run through there?
Yeah, we've got a blown up HD version if they can find it, even in that wide shot one. He goes in this room, and the guy with the canine unit goes in the room, and then steps out, and he's got a gun, or the guy froze. Either way, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and he went through there like a linebacker. That's some security there, huh? I mean, you can't make up this stuff. That's why, again, I'm not even wasting brain cycles on it. There's too much. I mean, they're going when you get look down from the grand strategic level, this is a waste of time to even think about this stuff.
Well, by the way, we had a woman. Let me just stop you. Back that up again. Do a little bit more with this, because I didn't mean to get into this yet, but I already did it. There were multiple witnesses that were up against the wall that you can't see right past them who described it perfectly. that he crouches down in a doorway, pulls out a gun, assembles it, and then runs out. Well, we see that, and the K-9 guy goes in, he turns around, and then he just decides to leave and let him go do this. I mean, no cops I know would have instantly blasted him. So did he say, I'm Officer such-and-such, or give him the code word for a drill, or what is this? Because this is insane.
Yeah, I mean, you can just see the whole thing is insane. It's just part of the act. It's a distraction. It's a distraction from what's going on. You know, it's like a TV guide they pull out. Okay, and now we have another fake assassination thing, and people pay attention to that for a while, and that buys us another, you know, 10 days or
20 days. So let's be clear. He has an assembled – I agree. Back it up again. He has an assembled gun right in front of the cop. The cop goes, okay, turns and walks away, and he runs out with it. He's looking at him. He has the gun assembled. He comes out with the assembled gun. The cop just walks off.
Can't make up this stuff, Alex. I mean, it's Hollywood. And, you know, maybe it was a glitch in their Hollywood stage there. I mean, it's clearly Hollywood going on. That's all it is. I mean, it's fake. It's just fake.
Can you do a little bit more time on big picture? I know I keep going back to Trump. You say forget Trump. Well, if Israel is controlling Trump, which is on record now, what do we do to put pressure on his administration to stop? You're just saying you think it's a foregone conclusion. It's a disaster. And so just get ready for what's coming, the bad stuff. I'm not saying you're wrong. Stay there. Do a few more minutes with us. We got to go to break. All right, folks. Obviously, you'd think with all we've gone through and all the things that are going on, I'd be doing fundraising. I'm plugging less than ever because I'm so obsessed with the news. That means I need you to listen when I plug because I need your support. The products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com, Bigly does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue. Hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Plus, the supplements really work. I would only sell you something that works really great, so you want to get it again and again. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies of the strongest methylene blue out there. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. We already have the strongest. So be careful when you get one. I'd cut it in half when you first take this gummy or just swallow it because it tastes a little bit like mint, but methylene blue is, you know, not a great taste, but that doesn't matter. I'll just put it under my tongue. But that's the thing about these gummies. You suck it in your mouth, under your tongue, you get incredible absorption, way better than the gut. So if you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile, but it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. And they've sold out of the daggers there, but they held some back at realalexjones.com, but they're selling out. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
For the 20 minutes, because I was jumping in a lot, because I want to, there's so many points, he's such an expert. I want to pretty much give it before the next 20 minutes. He did all the other side issues and angles to this, but if you see me kind of wringing my hands here, I realize that the economic recovery plan that Trump had that was working well is totally derailed now, and it's only getting worse, and the globalists need us bankrupt to bring them the Great Reset. Global famine, global war, that's their plan against humanity and the Great Awakening. And so when I say focus on Trump and a leverage point, that's why I asked that question five times and Jan's done with him, and I understand that. But I'm going to ask the listeners, later when we open the phones, what do you think we can do to get Israel and Netanyahu, who controls the U.S., but a larger issue, it's not just about Israel's Greater Israel Project, it's about this global war and attacking the West and collapsing the world economy to bring in the new system, just like COVID was designed to do. So I'm done talking about that. I'll bring it up after Michael leaves us, but so many other angles. What else is on your radar? What should people know from one of the leading experts on geopolitical systems like this?
Well, I think we'll see more and more infrastructure destroyed. I would not doubt, for instance, Mosul Dam might fall at some point in Iraq. I first wrote about that in maybe 2006 or so. I would not doubt even Three Gorges Dam in China. I mean, if that were to happen, that would be unbelievable. And in the United States, we could have, it's clear that the United States is also a target. So it's not as if we're just fighting everybody and there's a hope that the United States is going to come out fine on the other side. It's clear that Americans are being destroyed. That's obvious. Whether it's the death jabs or hitting us with the same food issues that others are going to see come down the line. It's clear that the United States is also scheduled for demolition by the same Zionists. That's crystal clear. It's quite obvious. Now, I think you're going to see fighting between Zionists and Chinese in places like Panama. I don't know how open it'll be. Argentina, Thailand, actually, even, and other places. They're clearly going nose to nose in a lot of places. Most people might not notice it because the fighting will probably happen in ways that they don't quite notice, but they're clearly going toe to toe, for instance, in Argentina. Again, I think you may see Argentina go for the Falklands, you know, the Malvinas. When Misak and I went down there and looked about a year ago or so, there was, you know, basically, let's take back Malvinas signs all over Buenos Aires. Malvinas is that's what the Argentinians call the Falkland Islands, which are – anyway, after that, I think they're going to end up going after Brazil. And I'm sure most of the Argentinians don't know this yet. You know, Maliyakovsky down in Argentina was just over in Israel seeing the other Maliyakovsky because, as you know, Netanyahu's actual name was Maliyakovsky. And Malay's name down in Argentina, his name is Maliyakovsky too. I mean, they coincidentally, the same last name. They were just meeting together down in Israel. Now, when about January or November of 2025, Misako and I were at the CPAC in Argentina, and, you know, they started off with Viva Estados Unidos, Viva Argentina, and Viva Israel, right? Ben Shapiro spoke there. I mean, Argentina is thick with both Chinese and Zionists. It's very interesting. Buenos Aires is one of the biggest Jewish towns in the world, by the way. A lot of people don't realize that. But after World War II, a lot of Nazis and Zionists went down there, you know, because those guys were running buddies. A lot of people don't get that. They don't like that, but it's the truth. Zionists and Nazis were, you know, they were running buddies, as you well know.
Well, all I can tell you is We got to have you on for like a two-hour commercial-free because I have to bite my tongue everything you're saying because and I know you're smart, and I didn't think you were, you know, crazy, a lot of stuff you said, but I thought sometimes you would kind of take a leap on things. I'll come back in 1 minute and I'll tell it, but I watch your stuff and read it, like, you know, almost every day. Sometimes I binge on it, and I know you know your facts. Sometimes I thought the conclusions might not be dead on, but they have turned out to be. I'll explain when we come back, because I remember you, when Milei got in a few years ago, saying he's an Israeli operative, they're going to try to steal the country, and then now Israel's openly saying they're...
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro, let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, 65 days ago, it's the 66th here in a few hours, there in the Middle East. From all the war games, all the experts, just known one of the most war game things in the World Trade Order Moose, Iran War. I had family work for the head of CENTCOM for many years as their attaché, and they were going to be classified info, but they were always like, oh, God, we're always trying to stop the politicians attacking Iran because this will happen and that will happen, and So this is one of the most known things. And so I come out last year during Midnight Hammer and said that Israel's trying to get us into full war. And then Trump shut it down. And people said, oh, see, you're wrong. It worked great. And I said, well, let's see. And then Israel lied. Mossad lied. Netanyahu lied. Even the IDF told Trump. It's now came out 2 weeks ago. No, you're not going to get regime change. But if you want to degrade their weapons, yeah, we're for an attack. But they at least didn't lie. And so... now here we are, 65, 66 days in. It's devastating the economy. It's escalating. They control the strait. Trump looks like a fool. And all these little neocon followers are, you know, still just exuberant, saying this is 50D chess. But larger picture, I remember Michael Yon a few years ago talking about Milei down in South America and Argentina, saying he's an Israeli operative. He's going to gut the country. And then they're going to take all of this land and turn it into the new Israel. And I knew Israel had some of its biggest settlements there. And Israel has its eye openly on Ukraine, admits that, and openly on Argentina. But then the last 6 months, they caught Mossad agents, who, I guess when you graduate out of it, and also their military, they make you do a three-month sabbatical there. And they caught them surveying national parks and land next to private property and setting fires everywhere. And then Jan others said, see, we told you. Now Milei will make a deal saying we're going to set up basically Jewish settlements here. Then 3 weeks ago, he does that. And now they're saying if Israel falls in this new world war they're starting, then the new Israel will be Argentina and Ukraine. And I'm just like, I wasn't giving magical powers to Netanyahu, you know, 2 years ago when Yon said this. I knew Israel did bad stuff. The Liberty, I covered it. I just didn't make it front and center. I knew Israel was a powerful lobby that controlled a lot of our foreign policy. But now it wants eight-front war to control us domestically. Head of the ADL says, we use pagers to blow up Hamas. Let's do it to Americans that say Israel got us in a war. He said, the litmus test is, if you say we caused this war, we're going to blow you up. So they've gone into mad dog, crazy town. Every cliche is now true. That's why I'm all in, because, like you said, I don't like communist China, but David Rockefeller, the Rothschilds on record, set up Mao, double-crossed Chiang Kai-shek, put him in. China then, 15, 16 years ago, double-crossed them, pulled out. So now the globalists are like, that's fine. We'll just play America and China off.
we'll have Trump mismanage this fight with China, and then it'll bring everything down, and they sit back and take over financially, but not if we're aware of it. So that's a long rant, but give us your analysis of that and get back to Argentina, because everything you said, they're literally like, we're going to give you the land, and Jews will leave Israel and come here, and then they're burning down settlements to do it, and they're blowing up all the Christian settlements in Lebanon and in the West Bank, and then calling it the Gaza plan. I'm just like, Israel is trying to act as evil as it can, Michael Young, and they don't seem to care. They got the lowest approval rating in the world in Gallup. And exactly, I think Israel gets blown up in this, but it's the detonator to bring in world government, and then all the elites of Israel run to Argentina.
Well, keep in mind, one of the Zionist game plans in pre-World War II was to make as many people as possible hate the Jews, because that hate is their compressive force that keeps them together, right? It's a normal psychological operations technique. If you don't have a glue, then you use compression. So they basically make everybody hate you. And
Israel bombed thousands of synagogues in Spain and Europe and Portugal and Italy and everywhere, and in Iraq and in Syria, to drive Jews into Israel. That is declassified mainstream Israeli news that the Mossad did that.
Right, and then they just blamed it on, you know, Jew hate, but it was really Zionists doing it. You know, those Theodore Herzl's guys, or at least his, you know, they made their whole new language, you know, the what's his name, Pearl or whatever, from he made the Israeli Hebrew, right? He changed his name to Yehuda. He taught his children to speak the new Hebrew and kind of dissolved Yiddish. One time I picked up an old book on Yiddish, and it was in Yiddish. I thought it was German, and I started reading it, and I thought, wow, this is a strange dialect. And I asked a German professor, I said, what is this dialect? Because I read German, and but I couldn't read all of it. And he said, it's Yiddish. And, you know, but Yiddish is, you know, basically almost verboten in Israel.
And have you noticed that almost all the real Hasidic Yiddish Jews literally hate Zionism?
Oh, big time. I'm on a private chat with some Orthodox Jews. I'm the only one that's not Jewish. Man, those guys, they make me sound like I'm pro-Zionist. I mean, those guys hate Zionists. They know the Zionists are genociding Orthodox. I mean, they were angry a couple days ago that, you know, that Netanyahu and their crew will want to draft the make war slaves out of the Orthodox Jews and kill them off, do a Ukraine on them, right? And they will, obviously, but the Orthodox will fight back. That, you know, most of them, I think, probably won't answer any draft, or at least they won't answer it in any positive way.
Yeah, we had some of them show up at the office begging us for help just last week, the old office. So mm-hmm. pulling back, let's go back to Argentina, because I can do 10 hours on this. There's Milei saying, with Netanyahu, yeah, we're going to make this the new Israel. And then for decades, they've been sending the Israeli, since Netanyahu got in, the Israeli military over there as their graduation prize to then scope out land. And then now they caught them setting fires everywhere. And I thought, oh, that's just anti-Semitism. Turned out it was true. I mean, the boldness of this, the arrogance of this. And so clearly, what is the master plan? Like you said, push the world into total war. It's bigger than just Israel. It goes all the way up to BlackRock. Needing this crisis, how does this unfold? And I know you say, well, just get ready for total destruction. Can't we work on stopping it? What do we do? I guess we're doing it right now.
It's clear that they have part of the plan, at least, includes colonizing different places around the world, such as Argentina. I think they're going to go for it in Guatemala as well. They're definitely going for it in Panama. They're going for it in certain places in Thailand, which I've talked about extensively before, and Philippines. So, I mean, they're going out in Baja California. They're going out to certain places I think they're making themselves more resilient by a lot of the Israelis are leaving Israel and going to other places. Now, that means Israel itself. You know, I've been saying for a long time that I think the Zionists will genocide they'll use the Israelis to genocide Gaza and genocide Lebanon and other places, but then they'll genocide a lot of the Israelis. I mean, I know what I'm saying. I think, you know, a lot of people say, don't you understand? Zionists would never genocide Israel. I was like, you know,
what do you think? They had a deal with Hitler, the Zionists that nobody could get out unless they paid the Zionists and Hitler a bounty through Hermann Goering and moved to Palestine. But let's just stop right there. It is a fact that Israel is doing everything it can to destroy its name. It is a fact that Israel is doing everything it can to scapegoat Jews in general. And the dumb Nazis go, oh, God, you're defending Jews. No, you haven't read the Pulitzer Prize-winning books. It's mainline history, not the stuff pop history. Mainline history. Steve Pachinik's dad, Jewish. You'll kill in World War II. FDR wouldn't let him get her. He went to Cuba, got in. He knows all this. He exposed it all. This is history. It is a fact that before Hitler even got in, he had deals with the Zionists to let them manage and force the Jews out of Germany. People just can't. Listen, you have Simon Wiesenthal. They never hunted down real Nazis, mm-hmm. folks. They hired all the top Nazis that survived, would get them released out of prison. To literally be, the Mossad was set up by top SS officers and run by them in assassination teams, not to kill other Nazis, but to go kill the officials in Egypt when they were getting ballistic missiles from Russia and all over the place. Guys, just top in. Israel hired top Nazis. The U.S. didn't just have a paperclip and a rat line. Israel had an even bigger one. Klaus Barbie, all those guys were protected. Guys, just type into Google, the most decorated guy in German, Otto. He was,
The SS officer with the Sikorsky with his,
Sikorsky.
With his nice dueling scar.
Yeah. He basically advised them on the whole setup. I mean, think about that because you tell somebody that though, it just sounds crazy. Yeah. Guys, type in the SS officer that worked for Mossad. Go ahead.
Did you see his funeral photos where there was Jewish people at his funeral?
Yes, in Spain.
SS. Yeah, in Spain. That's right. I mean, it's. I've got a book right over here, actually, about Nazis cooperating with the Zionists. They worked hand in hand together. They were best buddies. I mean, because the Zionists wanted to get. They wanted to get, Israel because of Suez Canal. I mean, Israel is such an important piece of real estate there. That's what it's all about. This is about routes, resources, and ideology. In this case, the ideology is weaponized in service to routes and resources. Every war you've ever studied in your whole life, whatever it is, it's about routes, resources, and ideology. It doesn't always include ideology, but sometimes they're only about ideology, but in this case, it's routes, resources, and ideology. That's what this is all about. In this case, the ideology is weaponized in service to routes and resources. I mean, the Suez Canal, Ben Gurion Canal, if they get it open, in the Indo-European corridor, Haifa, that gas of the energy off of Gaza, Israel is very important. And there's going to be a knockdown drag out for all of that land over there. I think the Gulf states, I call them the 1922 synthetic countries, I think they're going to be in one way or another dissolved. I think places like Jordan and Syria also, and obviously they're going for Lebanon right now, and Israel itself. Israel synthetic as well, 1948. There were all those countries on the Arabian Peninsula and Lebanon and Israel as well. Those were all formed synthetically in service to getting routes and resources. That's what it was all about.
Absolutely. So Israel has been bragging in its newspapers. All the newspapers are saying it's a horrible idea. I'm going to be clear. Israel's not monolithic. There's a lot of people saying this is terrible. We're going to be the new superpower. America's going to fall because of debt. We'll be the new crossroads because it'll be backed by the banks. We will now be the superpower. Talk about delusions of grandeur here. And even if Netanyahu dies of cancer, which he supposedly has, it doesn't look healthy, prostate cancer and stuff, they're saying the other guy is just as bad, and he's calling for attacking Turkey, not just Lebanon. So this is insane.
I think they'll go for Turkey, and there's various reasons for that. And that's also partly why I think they will probably end up taking out Mosul Dam as well. Again, I first wrote about Mosul Dam in maybe 2005 or six, something like that. But Mosul Dam, I think they're going to end up taking that out. But going for Turkey, they're going to want to close the Turkish Straits for various reasons. So, that would not be difficult to do to close the Turkish Strait. And I think they're going to go for that. I think they're going to go for, the Danish Strait at some point as well.
All right. I keep jumping in because you're so on target. You've got to send me, because I can't remember all your predictions. I know you're busy, but we need to do a 2-hour commercial free just because the stuff you said is evergreen from 2-3 years ago. It's just all happening. But instead of that, tell me what else is going to happen. And again, I know you won't say it, but what can we do?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to vote your way out of this. That's pretty clear. And, because who's going to replace Trump? You know, I mean, that's an entire ecosystem of people. The United States, by the way, and this is very important. I think when these famines really kick off, that human osmotic pressure, that hop, the human osmotic pressure is the push and pull of migration. Once you've got these huge famines, I think at that point you're going to see the Darien Gap and other places is going to just blast wide open, right? Camp of the Saints, ships coming right up to the United States. I would not be surprised to see ships come right up the Mississippi River and go as far north as they can get and start dropping off tens of thousands of people. I would not be surprised at all. In fact, I would expect it. And I think if Americans don't stop that, they'll just be killed. I mean, Americans will just be genocided. It's clear. I think you can see the writing on the wall that they will start a draft in the United States. They're going to draft as many, they're going to Ukraine it. As many Americans as they can, they're going to get killed off. Then they're going to replace them with those people that you just had on the video. The people that were coming through the Darien Gap and other places, they're going to be the U.S. Army. Keep in mind, we got some serious artillery on these bases and serious rockets and helicopters and everything else. You know, I can only imagine what can be done from flat-footed at Fort Bragg, just shooting artillery from the base, you know, at the nearby towns. I mean, the government, if our military is captured, which is clearly what they're moving to do, is do a Ukraine. You know, they'll end up, you know, making a new Ukrainian army. They'll do the same in Ireland, right? They'll do the same in Hispaniola, down in Dominican Republic. They'll do it in all these places. This is normal. Remember, the reason special forces even exist, I mean Green Berets, was after World War II, the OSS was gone, so now came CIA and Green Berets. What did Green Berets do? They're designed to help raise up foreign armies, right? And often what they do is raise up internal armies. Like, for instance, when I was as a war correspondent in Iraq and Afghanistan, we went in there and started raising up Iraqi army and ANA, Afghan National Army. Now, what were those eventually supposed to do? Eventually, those were being designed to attack Iran, but we failed in Iraq and Afghanistan. But those armies were being built up to do that. You know, it's funny. I was looking at some old manifest records from in the 1850s, actually, about – anyway. And there was an entry in there about the U.S. Navy in Hawaii raising up Hawaiians to be in the U.S. military and how smart and good they looked in their uniforms and drilling and that sort of thing. In other words, raising up Hawaiians to go after Hawaiians. This is normal, you know, and using Indians to go after Indians. You know, this is absolutely normal. It's Special Forces 101. I mean, the Romans were doing it. It's been done all over the world. It's being done right now all over the world.
Well, here's the thing. I love my listeners because most of them are super hardcore, really smart. They've all got a lot of disciplines. We open the phones, a lot of them call in and know things I don't know. So we have one of the most educated informed audiences out there, but still a large portion of them think when I'm like, hey, we're not going to win this right away. It's going to jack up prices. We're going to get sucked into full war. Then he'll send in ships. Then they'll get attacked and we'll have boots on the ground. These are threat escalation ladders, known battle plans by the military. It's not like I just thought this. They understand this has all been war game. And so here we are, and people don't understand. We're not just hyping up disaster here. We're already in this. We're already going into the wood chipper. And I just, it's so... And the globalists think the public's so dumb, they'll manage the crisis of famine and war and crisis and, you know, oh, Iran has attack dolphins. They deserve it. Meanwhile, Iran doesn't have a marine mammal program. The U.S. has the biggest and has the dolphins trained to put mines on boats, and they show it. But every time we attack somebody, we have to. They're being mean to dolphins. I mean, the fact that we have to go down, have a global depression, a new world war, and tens of millions of dead because the American people have had it easy so long. And they're being mean to dolphins. It's just the level of propaganda is disgusting.
I think you're going to see billions dead at this rate. I don't think it'll be tens of millions. They're going for the big time. These people think.
No, I agree. That's the globalist answer to the global awakening. Is, oh, the virus wasn't a good enough reset for you? How about a nuclear war? You're right. Most experts agree this is just going to cascade into full war. Go ahead. Sorry.
I think some of them actually want to have a nuclear war. I mean, I think they think that they can live it out through their in their bunkers, and maybe they can, you know, maybe some of them will survive. But at the end of the day, it would not be hard to get a nuclear war triggered. You've talked about many times how it could be a false flag in the United States. You know, that could happen right now. And so it's clear that they would. Look at 9/11. I mean, 9/11, you know, for years, I would not even entertain the thought that that was an inside job, because I was so far, I thought our government would never do that. You obviously thought that they would, but you saw earlier than I did. But, you know, at some point it became clear that these things were part of the way that business is done as usual, but our government is highly predatory towards us as well, right? Actually, the more you look at, historically, at these things, you see the United States itself is basically one giant company town. I mean, my family came over in 1609 with the Virginia Company. That was a company town, you know, and Jamestown was a company town, Virginia Company of London. They sold shares and that sort of thing and got it going, selling tobacco. It's normal. We had company towns all over America. Nobody even knows how many. I got a whole bunch of books on them here. I can't even read them all, so many company towns. It's fascinating, actually. But that's what you see, you know, how I found a book the other day in a New Zealand antique bookstore or online, and I'm trying to get my hands on it, actually. And they're talking about how to colonize New Zealand, right? And how to, this is an old book from 1850s. And so they're talking about how to colonize New Zealand. And this is normal. You see this all over the world, whether it was Panama, whether it was, you know, everywhere. I've got one book from 1700, exactly 1700. It's the Scottish, very angry that the Spanish and the English actually had thwarted their attempts to make a corridor across Panama through Darien, right? That's why Scotland got absorbed by England into the United Kingdom of England and Scotland.
By the way, let me ask you that question, because as I read more Rockefeller Foundation documents and UN documents, and the British ones, you went back even 150 years ago, we got to stop the Americans because they were infected by the Scottish spirit. And in all these official, even modern documents, they talk about the Scottish spirit of rebellion in America. I think the Scots were key in Texas and other things. But it's weird, their obsession with the Scots. Very strange.
Yeah, but the Scots, they have a certain reputation, especially Scots-Irish, which is my culture, and I assume it's probably yours. I mean, the way that you are. But the Scots-Irish just have they're fighting dogs, you know, and we're bred for that, basically. You know, they're not Scots-Irish, they're not Scottish, and they're not Irish. They're a whole different, you know, Ulster Scots. They're a different brand.
Yeah, explain what that is. And, it turns out I had my genetics fully done, and now we did the whole litany. I thought I was mainly German and Welsh, which I am a lot German and some Welsh, but I'm actually almost, it's like 40% Scots-Irish. I mean, a lot of my family, I knew what my dad's side was, but I didn't realize how much of my mom's side, too. But they were all founders of Texas.
Scots-Irish are like a mixture between a Rottweiler and a Border Collie. they'll fight, but they think it through, you know, and they're famous for that. That's why the reason Scots-Irish were formed, actually, in the way that we were talking about earlier. The English used the Scottish to fight the Irish. And then over a long period of time, the Scottish married into the Irish because they had a habit of doing that. And they became an entirely different culture called the Scots-Irish. There's a book about that called Born Fighting by Webb, a former senator. I read that book. Very interesting book.
And that's exactly what the British talk about, is the Scots-Irish particularly. Exactly. And that was the main detonator in Texas Revolution. And in the 1776.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
I mean, you got towns all over Texas named after Scots-Irish. A bunch of our presidents and Apollo astronauts and that sort of thing. But the Scots-Irish, they were also out there to fight the Cherokee and everything. The Scots-Irish were the ones that were used to really do big fighting against Indians because but one of the things that Scots-Irish often did was marry into Indians as well.
I know, yeah.
Another fascinating story. Yeah.
Well, that's how you put your spies in.
Yeah, I mean, well, and they married into him like
honestly. No, I know. That's my family, too. That's how it happened. Dude, three more minutes, we come back and let you go. No, it's 3 a.m. in Japan. Let's finish up with Scots-Irish. You're such a historian. Tell us about Born
Fighting.
That's
a great book. I love that book, man. I told one of my old Green Beret teammates, he lives in West Virginia now. He's a bear hunter. I told him, you got to read that book, you know, because he's Scots-Irish. And he read it, and he goes, yep, that's me. I said, I know it is, but.
Well, did you know that in the British intelligence manuals, they talk about the Scots-Irish all the time and how it's an evil spirit they got to defeat. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but Scots Irish are difficult to beat, and that's the backbone of our country.
I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed, everybody you know, at AlexJonesApp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why callers call in and thank me. I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to AlexJonesLive.com. Share the URL, AlexJonesApp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble. We're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Cordis of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning in Japan. I'm going to let this real geopolitical expert, amazing journalist, most famous combat journalist living, hands down, and, of course, former Green Beret, Michael Yon, finish up. But I didn't mean to go off on a jag about the Scots-Irish because I read a lot of history books and you know, stuff about the Plains Indians and stuff about the East Coast Revolutionary War. But then as I, obviously the British, and I'm not trying to demonize English people in general, but the British Empire system, now it got people in control, and their 400 plus years of war with Scotland, and then of course Ireland as well, they have the bagpipes, and now they have the brigades, and they have the, you know, their Scottish troops, and they build it up, and King Charles, you know, wears the Celt and all that. But they particularly, when you get into globalist documents, they say the Revolutionary War and everything else that happened in Western expansion was a Scotch-Irish. And you notice, Jan, such a historian, knows more than I even do, but I remember reading this in history books, when they needed to take over an area or there were certain natives that they couldn't beat, they would then send in the Scotch-Irish, well, the whole families, they would send them in. Of course, that's what Andrew Jackson was. Of course, he was a Revolutionary War hero, like ages 10 to 16, and that his mother and brother killed in a concentration camp. His dad died working the land before the war. It's just amazing. You do look at the founding of Texas, it was the key people in it were, a lot of them were Scotch-Irish. So I didn't mean to go off on a jag about that. It's just very, very interesting that when you read in all these globalist documents, they're really upset about that and saying, if we can just kill this Western resistance to our globalist plan. So the globalists want to kill the West, and when they talk about who they really don't like, and they attack all the groups, the Germans and you know everybody, but they don't like the Irish, who they're flooding with all the illegals, but they really are obsessed with the Scotch-Irish, who Jan pointed out were the attack dogs brought in to attack the Irish, and that went on for hundreds of years, but then they actually got absorbed and then turned around. They kind of made a great hybrid creature. It's just interesting how the globalists were able, with a few thousand troops and tens of thousands of functionaries, to conquer India when it had hundreds of millions of people in the great game, divide and conquer. They did it with sociology, anthropology, studying groups, playing them off against each other, and they found again and again and again, and I go back to my Scott-Irish family on my dad's side particularly, it wasn't just that they were trying to marry Native Americans so they could infiltrate. I was joking. It was, that was survival, because a lot of my ancestors were in the genealogy. Some of them were like 100. The men, they'd have like 3-4 wives, and they not at one time. Wife one would die. Wife two would die. Wife three would die. Wife four would die. And then some of my ancestors had like 30-40 kids, because they had to work the land, all the rest of it, you know, drive the wagons down to Galveston and the family Bible, I mean, you know, shootouts with bandits and all the rest of it. I mean, this was just amazing culture, and it was mainly Scotch-Irish on my dad's side over there that was here at the start of the war, and he got the Spanish land grants even before it from Santa Ana. But it's just so interesting to see that, and then exactly that's why I've got some Native American blood, was because ancestors on both sides of my dad's family, and when they track the genealogy back, their second wife or third wife died, they would then marry a Native American woman. And so that's just so interesting that Michael Jan knows that. Damn, how many books have you read? Because I get this from family and my own research, and you know every subject, you know all about it. It's crazy.
Oh, man, I got the actual Dawes rolls, the original Dawes rolls right here. You know, you know how many Scots-Irish think they're part Cherokee? I used to play cowboys and Indians when I was a young boy, as most of us probably did. Then I was told I'm part Cherokee, so I started playing Indian and cowboys. I was like, I can kill those cowboys. but then I grew up and became a researcher and realized I'm not part Cherokee, which is still very disappointing. But I've got the Dawes rolls. You know the Dawes rolls, right?
Yeah, tell folks about that.
Oh, I've got the 1890 original 1890 census of taxed and untaxed Indians, and I've got like probably 30 or 40 books on civilized tribes. All these books, these are the Smithsonian studies right here of, can you see? Oh, I gotta leave books in
there. Super interesting.
These books right here are the Smithsonian studies. I've got the original, all the originals of all, you know, the studies of all the Native Americans across the United States. That's the anthropological warfare you were talking about, right? I got so many you wouldn't believe. I got three rooms.
Well, we've done our genealogy. I'm related to some Cherokee, one other group, I always forget the name of. But then growing up, they didn't want to say, with my dad's grandmother, who lived like 103, and her real name was Moon, but she had another name she used. She was half Native American. And growing up, they told her, don't say what tribe you were. Can you guess which one that was? That they sent all the kids away to be reeducated?
Probably Choctaw or Chickasaw. Yeah.
Comanche.
Oh, Comanches. Oh, I got quite a bit on Comanches. Comanches were serious dudes. And actually, you know, the Taliban fight very similar to Comanches. I wrote one book. I read one book called the something about the summer moon, right?
And I that's about Quanah that Parker. I'm told I'm vaguely related to him.
That's right. Quanah Parker.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know, because they fight, the Taliban fight similarly, actually, you know, doing these long movements at night with the moon right and everything. But the Apaches, you know, anyway, not to go into that because we could talk for hours. But, you know, a lot of Scots-Irish people think that they're part Cherokee. Sometimes they'll say Choctaw or Chickasaw, or they don't usually say Creek, but some will. But mostly it's
Well, the Cherokee were the most prolific at business and everything. They were good survivors. So they were the smart ones didn't all get wiped out.
Yeah, in fact, I just got a message from a Cherokee Scots-Irish blend just like a couple hours ago. He's off in the war right now, and he actually grew up speaking Cherokee. And there's not many people like that. But it's interesting because a bunch of the books, anyway, most of my Indian books are in the other.
There's Quanah Parker.
There he is. There it is, right there. And a very famous man right there. Yeah, this was so fascinating. We could go on for hours about this, but you know, the Scots-Irish, like, which is my culture, you know, we have no use for weak women. You know what I mean? It's like, and that's another thing that I think a lot of the globalists don't like, I was at a table with a bunch of women a few years ago, and they were doing the whole anti-gun thing, and I was like, to the whole table, I was like, y'all are worthless. I mean, what would a man want with a woman who can't shoot a bear? And they were shocked because I think that they actually sensed that I was dead serious. You know what I mean? It's like, you're all pretty and rich. Who cares, man? You're got long.
No, you're right. There's nothing sexier than a woman that knows how to skin a buck and run a trot line and jump over fences on a horse.
There you go.
And that's real conservatives want powerful women. It's the left that turns everybody into jellyfish.
I want as strongest woman as I can get. You know what I mean? It's like, there's a bear. I can take that bear. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, that's what Scots-Irish want. They need a strong woman you got to have a strong woman to handle the Scots-Irish.
Well, I was thinking about the Scots-Irish when they would get, like, Andrew Jackson, he did a recruitment out of Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, all of it, and he literally said, send an army of Scots-Irish down there. You know, he did that 10 years before. People say, like, I mean, you know that was all set up. The Texas Revolution was a setup. I mean, we came in here on purpose to do that.
No, you know, a lot of the people watching your show are special operations, but you know, a lot of the special operations, I don't know how it is now, but I mean, that's basically like a meeting spot for Scots-Irish. And that's another thing that globalists don't like, because a huge amount of people in special operations through the years have been Scots-Irish. I don't know how it is right now though.
But I'm saying that's recognized by the globalists, a continued threat. It's interesting.
Right. But in any case, the history of the United States, and I wish we had like 2 days, Alex, because this is so fascinating. It's like, which road do you want to go down and talking about these things? But, you know, when it comes down to mapping people and doing census of people, that's always a sign that somebody's about to get you, right? And doing atrocity porn. Like, a bunch of my books right here are anyway, I wish I'd known we were going to talk about this.
Well, let's do like a 3-hour commercial free extravaganza. Yeah. You just tell me where you want to go. We'll do it.
Yeah, I'll pull out some books. There's so many things that we could talk about. One would be great to talk about anthropological warfare. And now it may seem boring not to you. You know, it's not boring, but for a lot of people that don't understand what anthropological warfare is, it might seem boring or, you know, sort of out in left field until you start to hear and understand it more. And then you're going to get into it. Then you're going to go
define anthropological warfare. Define it.
Well, for instance, there's many things you can do with the study of anthropology, but one is like these books here, the ethnographical studies actually of the Native Americans by the Smithsonian. This was used to take their land, right? One of my other library rooms over here, I've got all of
you're talking about divide and conquer, great game.
Oh yeah. And I've got all of the Department of War studies and reports to the Senate on building the railroads, and a big part of those, I think it's 10 books, a big part of those reports to the by the Department of War to the Senate, this would have been in the 1850s. I got them right in my next room, originals. There, it's about, you know, which Indians live there, which frogs, which cactus.
And how to play them off against each other.
Oh, absolutely. Because keep in mind, the way that, and we're talking about globalists back then, you know, Manifest Destiny is basically, you know, the great game called Manifest Destiny, right? It's a great game part America, Manifest Destiny. And so manifest your destiny. And when you look at the, you know, the painting from 1872, the Manifest Destiny, or it's actually called American Progress, you know, Columbia. Remember, before Uncle Sam, there was Columbia, the woman.
Let's pull that painting up. It's American Progress, 18 what painting?
1872.
American Progress painting, 1872. American Progress painting, 1872.
And let me explain that painting when they pull it up. I got that blown up big in my other library room. I got a huge blow up of it. There it is. Okay, that woman there, that's Columbia, right? She's floating up. That's like Columbia was replaced by Uncle Sam, right? So back in the old days, there she is. Notice in her left hand, she's unfurling a telegraph cable, right? In her right hand, she's holding a book that says school book. On her head is a star. She's going to make a new state. Now behind her, it's lighted. That's the east. That river back there is the Mississippi River. And you can see it's light because that's where we brought civilization already, right? And so, you can see the three railroads, of which I've got the original studies right in my next library room here. And those railroads are going, and notice how they're pushing that wagon down there says post, that's U.S. Postal. But notice they're pushing the Indians in front of them. Can you put that back up? I mean, that painting is.
Yes, we'll put it back up.
Possible.
By the way, Columbia is over the Texas Capitol with the Lone Star on her crown. And at the Battle of San Jacinto, they had a giant banner, took like five guys to carry, of her in front of them in the war.
That's wild. I didn't know that. And look, you see, now look, they're pushing the Indians out in front and pushing the bears. There's a bear in there and a wolf, and they're pushing the buffalo as well. And you see the darkness, and you see in the upper right, I'm sorry, upper left, that's the snow-capped mountains of the Rocky Mountains. And they're going towards California, the Pacific. So this is 1872. Keep in mind, 1872 was when Seward completed his first very serious reconnaissance of
Survey.
Panama, right? I have that original report, his reconnaissance in Panama. So meanwhile, we were mapping out Japan and mapping out all these other things and starting to colonize Hawaii. We'd been colonizing Hawaii at least 50 years already. They had already built up part of the army 20 years before that painting came out. So, I mean, the Hawaiian army made of Hawaiians, right? So, I mean, but the point is this was all part of, you know, the United States was born of globalism. Our country is a globalist enterprise. That's what it is. That's where all the people came to fight, right? I mean, the big players all came to America. To duke it out.
And now, in closing, Israel is openly having its own Manifest Destiny, Greater Israel, and thinks America's going to back it.
I call it Zion Fest Destiny, right? And the Chinas, I call that one China Fest Destiny, because the Chinese and the
let's explain. They are the most head-to-head. They are the most homogeneous group. They have their own plan, don't they?
Oh yeah, the Chinese have well. China's not really homogenous, but the Han Chinese part is.
Well, the dominant group. No, I understand. China. I'm saying one of the most. Go ahead.
Wow, look at that big. That's giant. I didn't even know that was there.
Yeah, it's the tallest capital in the U.S., Texas capital. Got Columbia on top of it.
That's amazing. Well, that was the original Uncle Sam right there. That was her, right? And so the Texans know that, obviously. And so, because there it is. Let's say what it was.
It was goddess worship. I mean, they literally had our banners at the Alamo, San Jacinto, all of it.
Yeah.
Have you been to the war memorial for World War One and stuff and for the Napoleonic Wars in London? It's giant goddesses being carried on chariots, and they're always pointing forward, and they put the war memorial for the dead there as a sacrifice to her. Have you seen that? It's incredible.
No, I haven't. That's pretty amazing. Before late, yeah. Isn't it wild? I mean, these things are part of our past that are really intense spiritual fights, actually. Manifest Destiny was a spiritual fight as much as anything else, right? That was routes, resources, and ideology, and a big component was ideology, but also to get land and that sort of thing. So there was all three components were there simultaneously. Like the missionaries were, you know, out there doing missionary stuff. I got a huge section on missionary work in my other library room here. It's unbelievable. I mean, the mission, if you want to really understand what's going on, just follow the missionaries. And that includes the Jesuits and the Protestants and everything else. Just fascinating things that they were doing. But when it came to Manifest Destiny, that didn't stop at California. That's how I ended up in Japan here, right? I mean, the world wars were just another bloom of that globalist flower. None of this stuff has ever, this is not, all these wars are not separate. As you know, I mean, I know by the things that you say over the years, these wars are not separate from each other. This is the same war. The U.S. Civil War, this is the same war. What you're seeing going on in Iran, I know it sounds crazy to a lot of people that don't study this maniacally 7 days a week for decades on end, but once you have done that, then it becomes quite obvious.
By the way, I was going to cover this Saturday, but I had a legal emergency with all these lies they filed, which we're going to beat them. We got them really bad now. I knew this, but I hadn't seen it in a while. I noticed on X, they had the map that the Confederacy would have succeeded. They were going to slice the whole bottom half of the U.S. off and a bunch of Mexico and a bunch of other stuff for that new empire. And the British were going to be behind that. We know the British funded the South. And again, I'm not saying the North was perfect, folks, but it was a setup to break up the country. And then the Russians came into Lincoln's aid and the rest of it. But it's just amazing how the British tried to come in and do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was a globalist thunderdome. That's how the United States was born. I mean, it was a thunderdome. My family came over in 1609, got shipwrecked on Bermuda with the Virginia Company of London. Made that company town called Jamestown, went straight into fighting the Powhatan Indians. I mean, my ultra-great-grandparents on the Eason side, they're in the book, The Sea Venture. There's a book, or they were on the ship, The Sea Venture, which was the flagship of the
And let's explain the what the British company. Empire did. They said, we're going to stop fighting these Irish and Scots and Scots-Irish. We're going to ship them in there to fight for us.
And they did. That's why they're all out in Appalachia and that sort of thing now, because they were put out there to fight the Cherokee, because the Cherokee were pretty serious people, you know? And so they ended up marrying into the Cherokee and all that. But so when you come to, these company towns were everywhere, right? So, you know, these books right here, actually, these are books on tobacco. And this is all, like, this is the history of tobacco. 1507 to 1650.
Which, those that don't know, it was tobacco that literally funded and financed as big as sugarcane and rum. The entire Western, the Portuguese, the Spanish, the British, the French, everybody into the New World.
This was money. All these books are, these five books right here, I've got
coffee.
This much on tobacco in my other rooms here. I mean, tobacco was money. It was huge. And actually, it was adulterated, too. I found one instance, actually, in this book, number two, talking about how the Spanish were adulterating tobacco about 400 years ago. They were putting opium in it or something. The Spanish.
Nothing's new under the sun.
Nope. They were putting opium and other things into the tobacco. It's in a book from 1615, actually. But it mentions that. In this book right here, number two.
Michael Yon, how do people find your Substack and your shows and all you do?
Oh, they can, I'm on Substack, Michael Yon at Big Honey. Man, I wish we had a couple hours, man. I pull these books out. These things are fascinating. I love these books. I'm either, you know,
and there's a lot of stuff in books that aren't online. People think AI is so smart. It's not in the books yet. The books haven't been converted over yet.
No, stuff like you have to, and it's much more effective to, like, I got several giant tables like this. I lay out the maps and lay out the books.
Well, hey, set it up in the next few weeks. Let's you got more energy than I do. You're amazing. Let's do a 3-hour extravaganza. And you are, I know you're always in Japan and Latin America now. Do you still live out in Dripping Springs sometimes?
Oh, I'll be back. I love Texas. I'll be back. But I got some stuff going on now. I'll have to tell you offline, though. I got something going on. I'll tell you when we're not on the air. But let me show you who this guy is. This guy's name is Kenjiro. He's like my Japanese brother from another mother. In the 18, in the 1800s, there was a famine getting, and he's not, he didn't come from very far from here. There was a famine. He sensed that a famine was going to start. And so he started, and one of the things that he, his name is Kinjiro, K-I-N-J-I-R-O, Kinjiro, right? So his statue is in all the Japanese schools. Actually, the leftists are taking them out now. But so he saw a famine coming, and he started warning everybody on preparing a lot of the Japanese on what to do so they don't die. So the people that listened to him, they lived. And the people that didn't, many of them died. It was a huge famine, right? Japan's had a lot of big famines. So that's why Kinjiro, he's got these statues. He's reading a book. He's working on the farm. But after he saved so many people from that famine, there he is. That's Kinjiro. Yeah. And I've got like six of his statues here because Masako and I are going to make something called Kinjiro House. Anyway, we'll talk about that some other time.
We're out of time. Come back soon. Let's do it. Michael Yon, incredible job.
Thanks, Alex.
Amazing. Really, that guy's an iconoclast. Very, very interesting, very informed. Wow. Okay. We went off on a jag. I was in Panama Canal for 30 minutes with them, and we went off into all this history. You got to have all this to know what's going on. That's how you know. You got to have that depth. Now, I'm loaded for bear on Bill Gates releasing deadly ticks. It's all confirmed, just like mosquitoes. I'm loaded for bear on all this. I've got such preparation. I'm prepared so much. So we got 2 hours left, but I also want to take your calls. I'm almost about to not take calls. I wish I could ask the listeners. You want me to just talk for 2 hours? I can do that easily. Or do you want me to, we'll do a mix. We'll take calls and hit the news. So we're about to go to break. I'm going to say this again very slowly. You are the brains, the guts, the eyes, the blood, the bones, the will of this operation. And you've seen all the bad guys hate our guts because we know what we're doing. We know how to beat them. We have the spirit of 1776. We know how to crush them. I'm just asking listeners out there, the 99% of you that never bought a product, the 1% that do, God bless you. You're the reason we're still here. You people are crazy that don't get our methylene blue. You're nuts that don't get our methylene red. Our bovine colostrum is the private label, the top brand in the country for like $5 less they sell at stores. I mean, these are great products. And if you go to realalexjones.com, it's the sister site of the alexjonesstore.com. But they always hold back 10% of every product they've got to realalexjones.com from back when it was the only funder of this network when we were just starting it as a backup in the last 2 years. So go to realalexjones.com. Maybe we have the B-roll. They came out with five, remember this 2 weeks ago, trench warfare battle daggers with five limited edition laser inscriptions on them with the skull crusher and the brass knuckles. And they all sold out in 2 days. The 2000... they had it, thealexjonesstore.com. But they held back only like 500 of them or something over at realalexjones.com. They're almost sold out. There's a bunch of other knives there as well. But anything you see that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com, a lot of times it's still available for a little while at realalexjones.com. But regardless, we got a sale at thealexjonesstore.com right now that's not at realalexjones.com. New ultramethylene blue gummies. And it's the same medical grade we get out of Florida, but I guess the way they make them, these came in a few weeks ago. I took one, and it was like the first time I took methylene blue. I'd taken it before. It didn't really have a big effect. Ours was so good. Electricity, thinking I was freaking out, whatever. It did it again when I took the gummy a few weeks ago. So I'm taking these. They're amazing. They're going to sell out quickly. 58% off right now. If you subscribe, you can cancel anytime. But you lock your 58% off in perpetuity. One click, cancel for free anytime you want. At thealexjonesstore.com, wide selection of Patriot apparel, and so much more. That's what funds the Second American Revolution, the spirit of 1776 worldwide. So get these great products now at thealexjonesstore.com. You're really missing out if you don't. Be right back with hour number three.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know, and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now you stand there, tongue-tied.
Now you're standing there, tongue-tied. You better look. Tell what you have to tell. You'll see
your problems multiply if you continually decide to faithfully pursue the policy of truth.
All right, here's what I've decided to do. I'll take about 15 phone calls in 2 hours we have left. As I want to talk to you, but I got so prepared, I got to cover all this. So I'm going to just finish up right now with the Iran situation, this short segment. Then I'm going to hit the UFO Project Bluebeam fake alien invasion that's clearly being prepared. Big developments on that front. Then I'm going to hit Bill Gates and the launch of the weaponized ticks that's confirmed. Pisses me off just how insanely obvious this is. And then all the latest stuff coming out in Congress, even new documents every day, with them launching the COVID attack. And then I've got a bunch of other domestic news and a lot of good news, too. You know, that's very frustrating because I know Trump's still better than Democrats, but I can't, like, join with the evil stuff he's doing, so it's very paradoxical because we know we're not going to change the Democrats. So then I'm asking Michael Yon in the last hour and a half over and over again, how do we change Trump? He's under Israel's control. He's under Netanyahu's control. He's like, oh, it's a lost cause. And I'm not saying he's wrong, but I just can't sit here and then not try to get Trump to stop 66 days into this. And like I said back when this started, I said, I hope the Mullahs fall. I hope I'm wrong. But I wasn't. It's so sad, folks. And something changed. Trump wasn't always bad, like people say. I know the topics. I know the issues. No, he was one of the most honest politicians I've ever seen. Like 97% accurate. And I'm not perfect, so sometimes when I thought he was wrong, I'd go, well, let me see, because he's so accurate. Maybe I'm wrong. It's night and day now, folks. It's a freaking nightmare. So it's just, there's no way to cover this than just go through the headlines here. Missile alert, you know, they attacked Dubai today. Now they're confirming a U.S. ship got attacked. They tried to deny it. Fighting flares up in Iran war as UAE and ships are attacked. It's Wall Street Journal. Iran offers Trump 1 month deal to end war as world faces tipping point. This military says cargo ships transit Strait of Hormuz. Trump vows to free stranded ships. Two cargo ships finally set sail the Strait of Hormuz as Trump deploys 15,000 troops and 150 aircraft to free vessels. And now they're attacking them. Military tensions flare the Strait of Hormuz. Pentagon asked satellite companies to hide images of destroyed American bases in the Middle East. That's not confirmed.
Iran allegedly hit U.S. warship near Jack Island entering Strait of Hormuz. Iran-U.S. war latest. U.S. denied it. Now it's been confirmed. Trump announces Project Freedom to help ships go through the strait early this morning, like midnight, then their attack. Because that's why the Navy wouldn't go in a month ago when Trump ordered them in. They said they're going to hit us. They don't need dolphins with mines hooked to their noses. That's all made up, folks. We have that. They don't have that. It's on record. Just made up. Oh, they're being mean to the dolphins. It's like, dude, if you're for the war, just tell me the truth. Don't lie. Don't treat me like I'm an idiot. And so Trump sends the ships in, and you can track the Navy ships. They ain't there now. They raced out. It's not just missiles, folks. They get in the actual strait. They've got thousands of artillery that'll just pick our ships off all day long. You're like, well, we'll blow up the Iranians. They don't care because they got 10 to 1, 20 to 1 troops and weapons. And once you get up close to them, it doesn't matter how high-tech our stuff is. Trump says U.S. will start to guide stranded ships. You saw what happened. I had a bunch more on this. I'm going to move on from that. I'm going to get into all the other big topics straight ahead. We are loaded for bear today. I'll also give out the toll-free number to join us when we return in 60 seconds. Share those live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, AJN Live. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got 2 hours left, or technically an hour and 54 minutes left for the live transmission. Then Harrison Smith is going to come in here and sit right here in this chair and knock it out of the park. And then very soon we'll bring back more shows, we'll add more shows, you'll see the new studios. This is just the escape pod. We got other little studios here as well. So remember, you're the Paul Revere's. They thought they shut down InfoWars. Well, you're the InfoWar. It lives forever. I'm the InfoWar. The URL in the studio does anything? No, we got people power. So share alexjoneslive.com. That's the news URL with the live feeds, the news articles, the clips, the analysis, alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, I guess we have a whole bunch of channels, but new channels we've launched. We've already got hundreds of thousands of followers. The new Rumble channel to follow, and we'll put that on screen, is at AJN Live on Rumble. At AJN Live on Rumble. So that's so important. But the main news site is alexjoneslive.com. So that's where you find it. Rumble.com/AJN Live. Alex Jones Network Live. That is the URL to save. We're just doing a whole new URL, clean break, whole deal. On Rumble at AJN Live. You can also follow us on X at the AJN Live site that's exploded. Yeah, you know, let me just say this briefly, and I'll move on to the news. We survived 8 years of lawsuits, total attacks, everything else. And some people started saying, oh, well, you know, this is staged. How do they survive? No, they did all this horrible stuff to us in state courts they controlled. We were able, through other courts, to basically hold them off. But finally, they ordered us
weeks ago, they said, no, you will leave the 30th at midnight. We're not paying the bills. We're cutting everything off. And then when everything got cut off the next day by internet service providers, we have their emails telling us, they went and filed in the Supreme Court last Friday that we shut it all down and it's all a lie and they didn't want us to leave. They're all over the news saying, finally we beat him. Finally he's off the air. We did it. I mean, it's like they're in a lot of trouble, okay? Or there's no justice. Because it is just cuckoo, 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 cuckoo town. And that's one of the lies. They told seven lies in this filing. Oh, we didn't turn off the internet. We got all your emails and orders from you and to the service provider. Oh, Supreme Court, we need control of the building. You need to give it to the Onion, even though there's no deal, because Jones is destroying it. He shut it off. We didn't get rid of him. We didn't kick him out. It's like, what? My lawyers have asked me not to get into the other stuff because it's so damning. I'm still shocked, though, because, I mean, I never lied to a court, and they sanctioned me in these control courts. One sanction was $1 million. And they had our discovery, so they knew we had $1 million in the bank account. They did the exact amount. That was right before the first show trial in Texas 3 years ago. That was our cushion, was $1 million. Sounds like a lot, but an operation this big, it was like on, you know, almost on E. You're not an E yet, you're like almost on E in your car. You're like, I hope I find a gas station. And I'm going to stop talking about it. The stuff they then accuse us of. It's sworn affidavits. They said we stole all the equipment out of the building. It's all there. It's all like 10, 15-year-old crap equipment. It's all over there. And they literally, I'm going to stop. Okay, I'm sorry. So we brought in third parties, videotaped. That's what I did. I didn't do a Saturday show because I'm over there. We were already out. We go back in. Turn the lights on. They told us, get out. We left. They said, we're sending in PIs, get out. Then they didn't send anybody in. Then they accuse us of all this stuff. We go in there with outside groups, cameras everywhere. Everything's there. Everything turns on. I mean, it's like they're accusing me of crimes in the Supreme Court of Texas, and they think it's funny. And everything they did in the bankruptcy federally, they handed over to the state. They hired the same receiver company that had done the chronicling of it, has stickers on it all. It's all there. We went over everything. It's all there. All right, I told you two of the seven things. I'm going to stop. It's like I'm sitting here being accused of being this master criminal. You think I'm going to start a new network when they have these giant judgments against me and I'm going to own the network, I'm going to own the equipment, or I'm going to use the equipment? I don't own any of this. Bigley does. I'm paid by them. I'm their employee. But they just say whatever they want so they can just, but see, you've now people know you're liars. You've been caught over and over and over again. They just follow whatever they want. Alex Jones peed on graves. No one ever peed on graves, much less me, of dead kids. But it's always what he did to them, what he did. Trump said all Mexicans are scum. Trump said the KKK are five people. He said, there were people from the media, both sides, that came out to cover this event, but the Antifa are scum and KKK are scum, but there were a lot of fine people on both sides that weren't part of the scum. That turns into the KKK are wonderful. That was the old Trump was being lied about. I could defend him because I could prove he didn't say that. But that's what they do to me, is these giant, freaking, retarded lies. And as I said, because I got sued by the Southern Poverty Law Center through their front group, Georgetown University, for saying they hired actresses, I saw their ads, to stage Charlottesville. So not only they falsely accused us of all being KKK and Unite the Right, they were running the whole thing. So let me give you the number again, because I'm in a new studio. I'm just not used to this. Usually the phone system pops up, I can see the callers. But let me give you the number. Did I give the number out? I think I did. Well, we already have a bunch of callers. So we'll put the number back on screen for you. And this phone system is digital. It's great, but it's not the old system we had that was badass. It takes like hundreds of calls at once. It takes like 10 calls at once. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And we'll take your calls. All right.
My problem is I do so much preparation for this, and then I actually get down to the brass tacks on it, and it's just like, whoa, I'm about to cover this. I mean, each one of these stories is so huge, is so massive. But since I'm talking about Sandy Hook, it just popped in the folder about an hour ago. I haven't seen it yet. Rob Dew has a new little The Truth About Sandy Hook clip. Not about what happened at Sandy Hook, about them saying, I'm a Sandy Hook man trying to shut me down, using it to raise money. Here's a short little clip on that. And then McBreen has put out a new version of my battle in Star Trek with Gwar. We'll take a little break, and then I'm going to come back and take some of your calls. And then I'm going to hit the fake UFO invasion that's clearly being prepared. It's come to a head. Then I'm going to hit the tick with the weaponized syphilis and the alpha-gal syndrome, so you can't eat beef because the tick bites you, which they admit they did it on purpose. I'll show you the clips of them saying it. That's all coming up. And so much more today. A lot of good news as well. But first, here's these clips.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship. And I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the InfoWar is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is alexjoneslive.com. And go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one.
Putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking Gorns gay. Oh, shit. I think I really pissed him off this time. Jones to Central Command, get me out of here.
Alex, we're tracking you now. I can have you up here in a few minutes.
I don't have a few minutes.
I'm coming to get you! You can't hide from me, you crazy conspiracy theorist piece of shit!
Look, McBreen, don't take all day on this. It doesn't have to look fancy.
Okay. But this would look better if I had more time.
Just beam me up.
Prepare to transport.
We are ready to beam up Alex Jones. And by the way, you look smoking hot in that uniform.
I know.
You guys really need to get me out of here.
Gotcha!
Now, energize.
Yes!
Slam dunk.
I hate you, Alex Jones!
Put me on screen. I need to send an urgent message to planet Earth.
Okay, Alex, we're patching you through now. You are live in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just watched was science fiction. But what I'm about to tell you is real. Because truth is stranger than fiction.
All right, I'm getting into the fake UFO invasion. It's obviously here. A lot of documents. I'm going to get Tim Dillon's breakdown of this. It's spot on. Bill Gates purposely releasing the text and more. This is a live Monday emergency broadcast. But let's take some phone calls from Teresa and Jason and JC, Obi, and others here on the new network system. Appreciate you calling in. Teresa, you're on the air from Texas. Thank you.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. I wanted to tell you that ever since you got in that new studio with the new domain name and everything new, I've noticed a change in you. And it's a wonderful improvement on something that was already great. You are more focused. You are more clear, more direct. You have so much courage to stand up to these people. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see. You are a real man.
Well, I appreciate that. But listen, I'm fighting tyrants and they're attacking us. So I don't know. To me, it's just normal to fight back. But I think for your support. But yes. I loved InfoWars. You started it in 97. So it's actually, you know, almost 30 years ago, 29 years ago. But now fighting, leaving it all on the table, seeing how it blew up their face, I just feel invigorated. I just can't help it.
Well, it comes across on the screen. It's in your eyes. It's in your face. It, might I say you even are sexier than you were before. I mean, you are a real... You are.
You're too nice.
You are... A real man, and any woman with an ounce of common sense wants a real man. The only problem is there's so few of you left, and so I get to watch you every day and think, oh, there's one.
Well, you're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. What do you make of all the craziness in Iran and just all of it?
Well, I think the biggest problem is we don't know really what's going on. We can't trust. I mean, you're one of the few sources I trust, but the mainstream media, you don't know what they're talking about. It's true. I don't believe any of it. I used to work in broadcast television, and I know how corrupt it is. It's all government propaganda, and I don't believe any of it. You don't know who to trust anymore when it comes from the mainstream media.
Were you a Trump supporter previously or now, or what do you make of Trump in general? Because Michael Yon wouldn't talk about salvaging him. I think we should try to get him to stop the war and not just say he's a lost cause, or you think Michael Yon was right?
Well, I voted for him 3 times. I trusted him. I believed in him. I thought he was different. And recently, I'd say it's pretty much about when Charlie Kirk was killed. it seemed like a change came over him. And again, if you look at his face and look at his eyes, he's different to look at. You can just see it's like something's dried up inside of him. That's how I describe it.
No, I agree. Elon left, then Charlie died. It was right around there, and everything started sliding. And he's still better than Democrats, but as fast as he's sliding in the wrong direction, we just can't say, oh, well, that's okay. We're going to show about it. And then I got attacked by all his surrogates telling me I'm a traitor and I'm the enemy. They want the economy to die. They want us to go to full war. It's idiotic. It's indefensible.
It is. And the best thing we can do is support Trump and try to get him to turn in the right direction. You know, you can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater. I hate that saying, but that's really true. We have to keep praying for him, and we have to keep hoping he'll see the light. He's got to see the light and turn away from this Israel stuff or this Iran stuff and all these other countries. Just focus on America. That's what you promised us. So just do that and forget all this other stuff across the ocean. That would be my advice to him.
All right. All right. Well said. Thank you so much. We had the phone system crash. It's a new phone system. We're trying to beef it up. So some callers got through. Then the others online got crashed. So just try to call back in. We're going to beef it up. We got to get a bigger, better system. It's all part of working out the bugs in the system. So the number is 512-266-0642. We got plenty of calls. It's just that they just noticed the system crashed. Just kicked a bunch of callers off. So we apologize for that. 512-266-0642. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Jason in California. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like it if you and the audience could join me in a prayer for our children that are in the military, that are under threat of going to have to fight for this disgusting, dirty cabal.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's now official. Trump is preparing a ground invasion.
So, yeah, I'd like to do that if you don't mind.
Please sir, do it, yeah.
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, please protect our children, Lord, not just their lives, but their souls. Please help them and give them discernment to cipher through the lies and the disgusting filth that they are being fed by our politicians through their NCOs and their commanding officers, Lord. And please strike the evil spirit and hatred that has overcome our politicians and our leaders in the military and our leaders in the world, Lord. Please crush this evil and protect our souls, Lord, and our spirits. And please guide us through this. Please let your light shine through all of us and crush and extinguish this evil that oppresses us, Lord. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And there's no doubt America is the real target of this, the collapsed economy. Go ahead.
Yeah, if I could make one point, you know, these guys, these NCOs, my son's in the military. He's actually in boot camp right now, but they're already telling him, you know, they're going to war, and they're pumping these kids up full of kill, 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 and oh, this is just, you know, this is the way to be, and you know, all of us really need to pray for our kids that they can have discernment and make the right decisions. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, they need to know God and they need to know Jesus. So parents, you know, when you're writing your kids these letters, make sure you tell them that. You know, give them passages in the Bible to read where they can understand what's going on. And, you know, if they end up dying over there, which you know, God forbid they do, but if they die in righteousness and for Jesus, basically, and for our beliefs and his, you know, that are his beliefs and the way we should live our lives, then their soul's going to be free.
No, I think you're saying a key point here. God judges the heart. They joined to help America. It's not their issue. It's our issue to put political pressure to stop this. It's up to us, the parents, because the real, excuse me, the real battle's here domestically. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's a spiritual battle. It's good and evil, and it's you know, from the beginning of time, and it'll be till the end of time. And, you know, it's our job as parents to learn the scripture, to learn what Jesus said, you know, to learn what's really going on to teach our kids, you know, and then God, you know, tells us to honor our mother and our father. So, you know, my son, it was a wild, crazy, rebellious kid, just like I was. And he just rebelled from God, rebelled from scripture, but I just kept at it and kept at it. And now, you know, he's turned to his Bible. He's turned to Jesus.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Don't hang up, Jason. I want to hear you finish this. Then JC, Obi, Brett, Bart, and others. We'll be right back. Share those live feeds now, folks. It's so important you do that on Rumble, on X. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Pill, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at AlexJonesApp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why callers call in and thank me. I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds, AlexJonesLive.com. Share the URL, AlexJonesApp.com. And go to TheAlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at AlexJonesLive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Cordis of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Does anybody really know the secret? Or
for the combination for this life and where to keep it. It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fist. And everybody wanna run, wanna run. Everybody wanna hide from the gun. You can take a ride through this life if you want, but you can't take the edge off the knife. No, sir. And now you want your money back. Money back. You're denied, cause your brain's fried from the sack. And there ain't nothing I can do, cause life is a lesson, you'll learn it when you're through. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately. I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you wanna hate me. Now I know why you wanna hate me. Cause hate is all the world has even seen lately.
Here's the main thing you need to know. In every study, every actuary, every war game, every anthropological analysis, this is part of the songwriter, crank it up. Pro-everybody. I am pro-human. I can see Valhalla. I can see the real promised land. I don't actually hate you. I actually love you, all of you. That's why I'll fight you when you're wrong. I know why. And you don't know what to do. The establishment is scared. Their corrupt power is coming to an end, but that doesn't mean some heaven awaits us. We have to be ready to lead and ready to fight and ready to bust our ass for the future. All right. Jason in California, heartfelt, talking about his son who didn't believe in God, but then woke up, joined the military, which are attacking, and now is being told you're deploying for full war, which they're gearing up for, as I've told you. Finish up your points. I appreciate you holding, sir. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Like I was saying, you know, don't give up on your kids. You know, God won't give up on us. Jesus would never give up on us. And we're made in his image. You know, and if you read the scripture, he tells you exactly how to act and what to do. And you don't need a preacher and you don't need a pope and you don't need a bishop to tell you. This connection we have with Jesus is one-on-one, and that's what I tell my son, you know. And he will talk to you, and he will save you, and he will listen to you. So don't give up, and this is the most important thing. You know, like it says in the Bible, don't fear what can kill the body. Fear what can kill the soul, the spirit. And so if you're, you know, your kids, get them right with God, lead them in the right direction. And if they die, at least you know where they're going, brother. And that's and sisters, you know. So that's what I got to say. And God bless you all, and all glory goes to God. And God is the only good thing, you know. So praise him, because everything that's good comes from God, including Alex Jones. Thank you, brother.
I agree with you that we need to you know, stand steadfast. But Michael Young, I get it, is mad at Trump, says forget him. Well, he's the guy in the position of power now. Should we all do a peaceful march to D.C.? We got to do something. God's watching. What do we do to get Trump to stop following the orders of Netanyahu?
I pray every day. I pray every day that whatever worm tongue, evil demon spirit has possessed Trump, God crushes him. I mean, I think that's all we can do. I mean, you know, we're not supposed to be violent like that. I mean, defending yourself is one thing. Defending your family is one thing. But you can't go looking for trouble. I mean, that's what Netanyahu says.
I agree with you. I just can't believe this paradox where, because there are always other big, powerful factions. Literally, the people controlling Israel right now are trying to commit us to a war they know will create a global meltdown. That means Israel's working for the higher globalists that want this collapse. I mean, it's a no-win situation for Iran, us, everybody, is my point. Does that make sense? But we're so emboldened after 15 years of taking over Syria and Venezuela. That was my concern. I wasn't, you know, upset we took over or you know, were able to kick out Maduro, but then I said, will they have a real election? No, they put the communist vice president in. So now the U.S. is running the communist dictatorship of Venezuela. I didn't sign up for that, which is what I said I was worried about, and now we did it. And we're supposed to forget about it, and that whole tyranny just continues on. And you think we overthrow the mullahs? Israel doesn't want a stable force there. It is the CIA. We'll put something worse in or break it in three pieces. That's just wrong. It's wrong to claim we're the good guys. A perfect microcosm is Iran's got killer dolphins to put mines on our things. They don't even have a marine mammal program. The U.S. has the biggest one. You just don't treat me like I'm dumb. I don't like the mullahs, but don't lie. Oh, they're mean to dolphins. They don't need dolphins. They got artillery and missiles in that 12-mile strait. That's why the Navy says to Trump, we can't do it. And they sent in one ship, and they got hit. And Trump's learning how this works, a war of attrition. Yeah, you can sit up there like a Martian blowing up Iran all day, but as long as they keep fighting, they win. Just like George Washington. 6-year war, lost for 5 years, won the last through attrition. How we do in Vietnam? How do you think a foreign power, excuse me, as pussified as we've gotten, would do invading America? They would get their asses shot off. We'd never give up. Because it's an open affront. It's an open challenge. It's the sneaky challenge that wins. That's how the left operates. All right, let's take some more calls. I had some news. JC in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I just want to say, first of all, Proverbs 10:21, for the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. And that's what you do. That's what you do, Alex. You're the man with the plan through God, right? Just like how Jason was just talking. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a young guy, right? But like how his son was. Crazy. Like, I was not into the Bible and all that, right? But you helped out. And I want to say, too, also, your products, great, fantastic. They're pressure. Every person needs to get on them. The CMOS, the defense, all that great stuff. And your shirts are clean, too. I begin all these compliments when I step outside. Badass shirts. But I want to talk about Texas and how you be talking about once Texas goes, the whole country goes, right?
Absolutely. And we're almost blue through election fraud.
Yeah, I know. And I stay out here in Fort Worth, right? And I know the enemies, right? The enemies. They believe in the symbolology of words and, like, names, right? And once they take Fort Worth, there's no more fort that's going to be worth protecting. Because I'm living it right now. I be seeing, like, people from other countries coming out here. Like, military-aged men, like what all these experts be talking about, like you and your guests, right? I'm living it. I see it every day. And it's no good, you know?
It is a total invasion. It's a total invasion, brother. It's not that everybody foreign's bad. It's that they're being brainwashed by the NGOs, by the UN groups, then they're brought in, they're signed up on welfare of the Democrats, who then control them and take part of their paycheck and part of their welfare. And then they control them. And so that's why this is existential. Is the UN is running replacement migration invasion. Thanks for the call. Let me start getting into this. So I need to hit the story, and then I'll go back to more calls. I'm going to get into the poison ticks with the weaponized Lyme's disease. It's really syphilis being released by Bill Gates. How it ties and everything else is just so huge. And then we'll continue with calls after that. But here's Tim Dillon, who's a really good comedian and a friend of mine, and, you know, really funny. But more and more, he's taking the gloves off. And he's talking about how we have this UFO disclosure. We're told, oh, the aliens are there and all this. It's meant to drive everybody crazy and figure everybody out. Now, the average congressperson isn't bad, but they're being given fake briefings in almost every case. They're being told the craft that we have with advanced technology, even the Germans had at the end of World War II, is aliens. It doesn't mean there aren't aliens. The point is they're teaching Congress, oh, the aliens are about to invade. If the aliens wanted to blow us up or invade, they would have already done it. But you're thinking about little men from Mars or from Venus or from out beyond that, Alpha Centauri's or the Dog Star. No, it's the interdimensional that I told you about decades ago that's now Congress. We've been briefing interdimensionals as well. That's the demons, folks. So it's two separate things. There's third dimension. Some are good, some are bad. Then there's interdimensional. And that's the main assault that's going on. So here's Tim Dillon's report on it. And he knocks it out of the park here. Then he gets into Stephen Greer says rogue actors of the government are on the verge of staging a fake alien invasion. They are actually telling Congress the aliens are about to attack us. Here's the clips.
The government has spent the last week talking, telling you there are underground alien bases in the ocean and maybe in the center of the earth. And those aliens are fighting each other and may start to fight you. And you know what the response has been? Pretty muted from the public. It's been a pretty muted response. No one really cares that much. Nobody cares that much.
Hey, pause. And the key is because the government's so discredited. Because they've lied so much. And at one level, that's good. But what if something real happens now and no one believes them? You see, that's the larger plan. And then to say, oh, don't trust anybody else either, no matter how good their record is. No, you better get informed. You better keep score on who's accurate and who's not. We knew when I first got on there 30 years ago that this blue moon thing was real. They were planning to do this invasion to bring in world government that wouldn't be alien but would look alien. Let's continue.
Out and going, hey, so there are the we're being observed by a higher race of interdimensional wah wah wah. People don't care. People do not care. And I kind of love that. This bitch, Anna Paulina, whatever her name is, God bless her, Anna Paulina Luna. She's out there talking about interdimensional beings. Everybody, you know, that guy Tim Burchett is out there saying they're under the water. And by the way, maybe they are, but no one cares. Nobody's really worked up about it. That's where we are now in this country. No one's really worked up about the fact. And now this is all a distraction. They could have disclosed this stuff a long time ago. The reason they're disclosing it now is because they want people to go crazy now. So regardless of whether this is true or not, or there's elements of it that are true, or maybe it's all true, but now they are trying to drive you insane. It is the last thing they have. They're actually trying to terrify you and drive you insane now. That is what the government's doing. It's why they're doing this.
Stop there. I remember like 30 years ago, I'd just been on air a little while, and I tuned in Limbaugh one day. He's like, they have Common Core. They will teach 2 + 2 = 5. And I'm like, that can't be true. I go look it up. It's true. That's meant to drive you crazy. Or 2 men can have a baby. There's no X Y chromosomes. Men and women sports. We're going to brainwash your kid to cut their dick off. All the drones were obviously drones right when Trump was about to win. Biden and them trying to create fear. It's they are throwing everything at us to destabilize civilization. That's the Great Reset. So you've got to be aware of that. And I'm not giving Trump a pass when he does bad stuff. I'll call it. Trump is still decompartmentalized. He doesn't know any of this. Which makes him worse, because he's supposed to get under control, but I get why there's problems. So continue with Tim Dillon.
And they don't, there's no other reason they're telling, unless there's some War of the Worlds scenario they're cooking up, that they're going to, you know, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. But why would you start telling people this stuff now? The reason is quite simple. They are trying to drive you insane. They want you terrified and confused.
Okay, pause again. Back in 5 seconds. They declassified the UK, EU, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, US. It all came out. You can pull it up. Army intel, government intel, working with the WF and UN, created fear, hysteria over COVID. That's all admitted. That was the... So they're like, oh, COVID didn't work? How about an Iran war... rationing, inflation, and how about some aliens is a little icing for you. And all the top experts have predicted this for decades, like Stephen Greer, say it's about to happen. And I don't know about you, but I got to have a phone with me at all times now. All these fireballs that keep coming over Texas, I've seen them. And by the time that you grab your phone driving, almost wrecked trying to stick the camera out, you know, everybody sees them. Other people are getting them on video. I get up at like 5 a.m., 3 a.m., you know, about 4 on average. It's like a frickin' invasion going on.
I go out on the back porch. I'm pissing on a tree at 4 a.m. I got a half-smoked cigar, pop it in my mouth. I'm sitting there, and it's like every time I watch this giant white fireball come in, like last week, blows up. Just I'm literally pissing on a tree in my backyard. That's how guys are, folks. You're not if you're a woman, you don't get it. I think it's like something about watering plants or something. You know, it's good for them. It's like fertilizer. I love to piss outside more than the inside. And I'm literally pissing on this Japanese maple. And I'm halfway to look up, and there's this big comet comes in and explodes. Oh, that's like a stone meteor. And then I'm sitting there sober completely, had a cup of coffee, been awake for like an hour. And all of a sudden, I see these little white orbs flying around. And it was low cloud, and they're like zipping around. They just disappear. I'm like, huh? So at 7 a.m., I go meet Sean Johnson to work out, former Navy SEAL. He starts telling me about how he was up early in the morning and saw these little orbs flying around in Austin. I'm like, yeah, I saw that too. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the humans doing it. I don't know if there's a freaking alien invasion. I don't know because the pole's shifting and unlocks something like Steve McGrew says. All I know is this. I'm seeing more UFOs in a week than I saw my whole life. I see this big streak and this explosion. I go, oh, that's a stone meteor, but it was so big. My dad would take me out, you know, astronomy when I was a kid. Like, they'd have the known showers come in. We'd go out and, you know, we get some milk duds and popcorn, literally. And my mom would make some sandwiches. Okay, you guys don't stay out too late. We go out on some hilltop and, you know, watch the known meteor showers come in. Sometimes it was spectacular. Sometimes we see four or five. One time I went out, I was like 8 years old. It was like hundreds. Pow, pow, pow. He's like, okay, that's nickel and that's stone. Notice that one didn't, that one just disappeared. That's metal. Now those, you see those blue ones? They're white. They flash. That's a stony. This was like 500 times a stony. You see the stony, you see it, but it's like, you know, kind of flashes. It heats up and explodes. Has gas inside of it. I'm sitting there with a cigar in my mouth, half smoked, and I just see like, boom. I'm like, wow, let me see if more meteors come in. All of a sudden, I go, what are those orbs flying around? And I'm just like, we are not in Kansas anymore. Something is going on here, okay? It's not like I'm just saying that. It's all over the news. People are catching it day, night, things exploding, orbs burning, red things. I mean, good, but Jesus, I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, that's exactly the dish. This is cuckoo town. This is cuckoo town. So just pray to Jesus is all I know. Go back to the clip.
They are trying to drive you insane. They want you terrified and confused, and this is going to do it because they're going to put a lot of information out about UFOs or whatever they're trying to do. Can we watch this? This is Trump. Talking about declassifying all the UFO info. Because, by the way, we're in a war with Iran. The Epstein files, the rest of them are not going to see the light of day. There's going to be no prosecutions. There's going to be no... They're not even going to investigate any of that. That's all going away. Gas prices are dramatically rising. The cost of food is rising. Everything's going up. And the last thing that they have here is to basically go, and there's alien bases under the water. There's alien bases in the ocean. So do that, do with that what you will. I guess that's what they're telling us. Do with that what you will. There's aliens maybe in the center of the earth that are interdimensional beings. Maybe they come get you in the middle of the night. Stop bothering us about this war. Stop bothering us about these Epstein docs, by the way. We're the government. Stop, leave us alone. And so they're going to come out. They're going to tell you all these things about aliens. They could have disclosed this a long time ago. They chose not to. They could have dribbled it out. They're putting it all out in a week. They're putting it because they want you to have a nervous breakdown. Their goal is for you to have a nervous breakdown. The best case scenario here is that you have a nervous breakdown and are taken out of a Trader Joe's in a stretcher. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to induce like a mass panic in the population. I mean, it's true. Why now has it become
absolutely important? Let's go to the next clip on Stephen Greer. Here it is.
going to use Dr. Stephen Greer. He's been on the Alien beat for a long time. And now he's saying that rogue actors inside the government are now on the verge of staging a fake alien invasion across the entire planet. Now, by the way, you realize this is going to be the most ham-fisted thing you've ever seen in your life because of who's doing it. This is going to be, this alien invasion will be the, if this is true, and by the way, it might be, this will be the least believable thing that has ever happened. This will be a joke. If they try to do this, this will be the most embarrassing event of our time. It will, that might end the world. Forget the f-ing aliens. This ham-fisted attempt to induce some type of global event and stage a fake alien invasion, which, by the way, I could totally see these idiots doing. The way they do it and how poorly this is done will be the most shameful exercise in the history of the government lying to us. If they do this, there is zero way this is done with any success. This will be the biggest. I mean, you're gonna see this and you're gonna be smoking a joint with your friends laughing. You are gonna be laughing at this attempt. Stephen Greer, everyone.
The big one would be this, what Wernher von Braun warned about on his deathbed. He said, we are going to hoax an alien attack on the planet. It's all a lie, but it will trick and fool almost everyone. In a minute, they could stage this and it would fool. Well, look at what they've been doing for decades, fooling everyone. Everyone's saying, oh, those are alien events. And, you know, our military guys chasing these objects thinks those are military, right? Well, they're not. I mean, are alien. They're military. They want to unite the world around a military junta, a totalitarian system. And how do you do that? You know, how do you get one race or one ethnicity or one nation?
But this guy's, but listen, get him out of here. Whatever. Maybe he's telling the truth. But he's been beating this drum for years talking about this. And I don't know if he's right or wrong.
Hit pause. I like Tim. He's a smart guy. He was listening to me since a kid. He's like 12 years old listening to me. Huge fan forever. Greer predicted all of this and said that when this all came to a head, on my show like 5 years ago, he said, I think in the next 4 or 5 years, it's going to come to a head. He's accurate. So it's bad that he's been around 30-something years? 35? It's bad that he's been right? I don't. What is this thing where, well, Jones has been saying forever they'll have lockdowns and 6 feet apart, make you wear a mask, give you a shot, erases your immune system. So he said it 20 years ago, so we don't believe him. What? I'm not mad at Tim. I'm just like saying it's known that the military has stuff 50 years in advance, okay? That's not debated. So now there's all this hype in the media. Clearly they're building towards something. But I'll tell you this. What I saw, when I say I've seen more UFOs in the last month that I saw my whole life, I never saw any UFOs, folks. I never saw them. I told the story. I'm like 8 years old, and my dad's truck was broke down, so we drove the family ranch, my mother's Super Beetle Volkswagen. I still remember. And we're driving back from the ranch where his parents lived on I-45 by Fairfield, Texas. They lived Buffalo south of there. I'll never forget because my dad eats this apple and throws it out the window. And I said, Dad, you said never litter. He said, this is biodegradable, son. That's different. Don't ever throw trash out. All of a sudden, three stealth fighters, you know, the ones that have all the angles on them, but all painted up like gray and green with camo, are flying at like 100 feet over the ground. It goes, my dad goes, oh, those must be secret aircraft. And he told me a story about how he saw a big B-2-looking bomber before they were announced. So my point is, I saw that, but not the stuff I've been seeing lately. We'll be right back. I'll tell you more. We'll take your phone calls.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. and share that URL as well. You are the Modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalist. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, I'm going to finish up on the UFOs here. Give me my take on it. But I've never seen a stealth fighter that looked like the ones I saw. I mean, the body looked the same, but it was like gray and dark gray camo like that, but that's tan. I told him, just pull up a stealth fighter. And I guess they said first flight of the stealth fighter, and it, you know, goes back to when I was a kid. But that's what I saw three of, 2 hours south of Dallas on I-45, and they just shot over. But I remember, it looked more like that, exactly. And it just shot, three of them shot by, and then hit their afterburners and just zipped off. But I mean, you're a kid, you see, it's like, my dad goes, oh, that must be some kind of secret government plane. So I saw that, and my dad's brother, he was asleep at the time. My dad was like 12. He was about 8. He stayed up late. They sent him from one house to another because more people came over to get another box of Domino's in East Texas. And he walks out to get it, and he's not a BSer, and saw three flying saucers glowing come up above where my cousin lives now, about 300 yards away, up out of the trees and back down. He saw that. But that's my uncle. I believe him, but I didn't see it. A couple months ago, same deal, 4:30, coffee, back porch. Didn't have my phone on me. Nine red lights, three on top, three in the middle, three on bottom. And they're moving pretty quick over the house. And then out, however far out, they merge in like 20 seconds into a white ball and disappears. But that was obviously man-made. I can tell they were drones of some type. Then, like I said a few weeks ago, I'm out there, light up an old cigar. I'm trying to be graphic. I was literally pissing on a tree. And I'm kind of like this, going, And all of a sudden, I see this huge, white flash. There was low cloud cover, but you could still see the sky. I was like, what the hell? I want to see more of that. Was that a huge meteor storm? All of a sudden, where it explodes, all these little things are like going, yeer, 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 and they fly around. And then it goes, shoo. Then 3 hours later, Sean Johnson starts talking about how he's out in the morning and sees these little orbs flying around, and he's like 5 miles from me. So what I'm saying is, obviously, everybody's seeing it. I personally have seen more UFO activity in the last month than I've seen my whole life. So something is going on. And, yeah, to see... I remember when George H.W. Bush, for the Iraq War, if you remember, right before that war, he rolls out the stealth B-2 bomber and the fighter. And I'm like, oh, that's what I saw. Except it wasn't painted like that. It was painted black. So I knew that. And we knew it was human when we saw it. Now, remember, I'm like 8, 9 years old, and I saw this. They probably had that for 20 years before they even saw that. And my dad told the story years later. He's out running a tractor one winter, shredding over some stuff that hadn't been cut. And he said he saw a giant thing that looked like the B-2 fly over. And I know you've all got your stories, too. You've seen it, too. You know. You saw it. My point is, it isn't a giant flashing the size of a comet exploding, and then orbs are flying around and disappearing in 15 seconds. So Tim Dillon's right, and the globalists tried COVID to get control. They admitted it was in the documents to get control. It didn't work. They're not going to stop. They're going to have war, fake alien attacks, everything else. And you know it's not going to be real aliens. They're all hyping it up. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a bunch of aliens are about to arrive. Well, real aliens are already so advanced that they want to get rid of us, they would have already done it. Or they would have manipulated us through the space-time continuum in our minds, like the devil does, fallen, stranded here on this planet. So I believe the Bible. What we're being messed with by is interdimensional. And they've given the technology to humans that are working with them. So if you study all the Graham Grimm Wars and Solomon, you do sacrifices and weird and demon rituals. So they would give you advanced technology or alchemy. And that's what they do at Skull and Bones, all of it. So they're feeding us these ideas to manipulate our development. And now they're about to launch. I think we're on the cusp of a fake alien invasion. But I think exposing it may make them back off. But I'm telling you, almost all this stuff is human. But what I've seen, the first thing I saw was drones. A month or so, wherever it was. But the stuff 2 weeks ago, this is not human, folks. You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so I just did 30 minutes on UFOs, and clearly they're getting ready for something big. We put the phone system back up on my screen, and we'll take your calls on that, and then I'm going to get into Bill Gates and what I know is going on. Because you know me, people used to ask, why weren't you a big UFO guy in the past? Well, because I couldn't prove it. I mean, I could have FEMA documents about plans to break up our families, put us in forced labor camps. That's official executive orders. People wouldn't believe that. People don't believe U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that said it's legal for law enforcement and experimental purposes to use lethal chemical, biological, and other lethal testing on the public. They later changed the code, but people didn't believe when I should read that. They wouldn't solve it themselves. I mean, I can't get people to just admit stuff that's documented. But now there is such hype and all this programming for decades, 60 years. Everything's coming to a head now. The old age is over. I don't mean some new age thing. I mean, the old system's dying, fourth turning. It's here. It's happening. But what I do know is that Bill Gates is involved with genetically mutating mosquitoes and releasing them in the U.S. and Latin America and other areas, Africa. He is involved breeding up these deadly ticks. The CIA has declassified they're involved. And now these ticks, when you see this footage, people find these boxes that fall out of the sky, that's how they do it, planes at night, and just all these baby ticks pour out of it. And I've been on hunting all over the country, in Canada, you name it, and I know where ticks are, and I've seen what baby ticks look like. This is 100% thousands of baby ticks pouring out of a box. And this is what everybody's reporting everywhere. They keep catching videos of this, the same boxes, little tin boxes, full of these ticks that are loaded with alpha-gal syndrome virus.
So when they bite you, you can never eat red meat again. A lot of times you die. That's Bill Gates especially. Wait till you see this footage coming up. But I want to at least get to Brett, Bart, Taylor, Peter, Miss Lou, and a few others. Then I'm going to hit this other news. I had a big AI presentation today, but it's so powerful and so important. Just the video is 35 minutes long. It is so evil. And they have really revealed their master plan. And so I've had this video for about a week, and every time I'm about to air it, I've got to dedicate a two-hour special to this, then I'll post it on X and Rumble and everywhere so you can see it, because I can't just play the clip. It's a total seduction. They give these dozens of scenarios that the AI has come up with of what's going to happen with AI, and they run from bad to worse. You know the answer is, of course, the same message. Just merge with AI now and get ahead of it and just surrender now and it'll be okay. This is so demonic. Yeah, wait till you see this report. It is my plan to not just do the Daily Show, which we already do different extra shows a week, but I've just got to start doing these special things. Everybody loves it. But this new report is, they're telling you exactly what they're doing in it. I mean, it is uber, uber important. MIT put this out, explains the 12 possible endings for AI. And you're going to see a lot of this. Say, oh, we heard you say that 20 years ago. Exactly. I was the first to explain a lot of this because I already know the master plan. I'm not a technical guy or guru, but I know what they want, so I know what they're pushing. And whatever they push is going to have this outcome. The end of humanity as we know it, the end of free will, the end of our species, the end of men and women together in procreation. That's the Brave New World plan. And they're saying surrender to AI. It's unstoppable. It's all a head game, just like global warming. If we oppose it, it doesn't mean all of AI, but oppose the way it's being deployed, they're done. And I told you the big fight will come down to they're going to want a centralized AI that looks like a bunch of other AIs. What they don't want is everybody being able to their own AIs and diversity in AI. It's going to be one church of the Antichrist, one AI, one ring to bring them all together and in the darkness bind them. That's what the actual Lord of the Rings quote for me on one ring. Thank you. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Who's up next here? This new phone system drives me. The old phone system showed me how long they were on hold. Does this one not do that? I loved our old phone system. You know, so much technology gets worse as it comes out. Like, we have a 20-year-old phone system that shows all this stuff. This one doesn't show how long somebody's been on hold. Oh, we're going to talk about this phone system for a while. I'm not mad at it. Like, how does it not say how long somebody's been on hold? Oh, it is. I'm retarded. Brett in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yo, Mr. Jones.
Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for all you do and for all you've been going through. It's such an injustice, and it's so crazy to see. And I wanted to say thanks to the listeners for continuing to support you, to continue to get the truth out and spread this message, man. You know.
Well, I want to thank you for thanking me, but here's the deal. I signed up for this. I'm just blessed people back me enough that I haven't been destroyed yet. I'm just glad I'm still in the game. I asked to be a NASCAR driver. That's the equivalent, you know, doing this. So, I mean, I'm doing what I love. I just keep backing me, and I appreciate you. But I'm not doing you a favor. We're all under attack, bro. I'm just fighting for my own life. If somebody was holding me under the water, drowning me, and I'm fighting to get out of the water, people go, God, you fought that guy. You got him off you. I'm like, yeah, he's freaking killing me. I'm just saying it's not heroic when you're being drowned to fight back. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. And that's why I say the supporters are so crucial, too, because, you know, now it's so funny what the Onion is doing and, you know, what Bloomberg is doing. It's just, it's atrocious. And it's
well, I'll give you this, though. Those of us that are willing to be at the tip of the spear and walk point, we do need your support because I do represent you. I care about humanity. I will fight tyrants. I can't be bought. I won't back down. So I will say this to listeners. Thanks for thanking me, but I love this. But you do need to know that I'm literally like your sentinel. your soldier that I work for you. That is a fact.
Absolutely. Well, that's why justice is so important, man. You know, you see all this stuff that happened with COVID and that happened with Epstein and, you know, the 2020 election. It's just so obvious now. And if nothing happens by May 11th, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but if nothing happens to Fauci by May 11th, you know, I think it's time for every American to take a stronger look at what's happening, you know? And
yeah, I'm going from memory. I've got Rand Paul's quote. I read it last night on air. Thought he said the 14th, but I believe you, it's 11th. Yeah, so we've got 6 days for him to be charged for perjury. Well, the statute of limitations is up, and he's cut and dry lying about gain of function. We have his emails saying cover it up.
Emails? Nonsense. It's nonsense. You can't do that as a doctor, government official. It's ridiculous. So if nothing happens by then, and I'm learning from you just now about this ground invasion in Iran, you know, all this stuff is a total betrayal of what we're hoping to happen, I would say, you know. But, you know, I'm not sure what the next step is. I'm not sure what people do, but you have to have the courage to speak out against it.
Like, well, it's like I said.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Run this together, brother. Thank you. If the mullahs could have fallen, like Trump thought, okay, but the CIA and Mossad and all of them, they never want to put a good government in. Like I said, okay, take Maduro out, but don't leave the commies in. They left the commies and the communist vice president in, and they're not having elections. So we didn't go down there and liberate those people. It's always the same. It's always the same. And I thought it would be different with Trump. It wasn't. I mean, I guessed it wouldn't be, but I said maybe it will be. And then they're already talking about regime change in Cuba, but leaving their regime in power. I mean, do you hear what I'm saying here? He's gone. And I'm not trying to be a pessimist. I just, like, Iran doesn't have a marine mammal weapon system. The U.S. has the biggest, then the Russians and Chinese. They're like, oh, they're going to blow dolphins up with no proof. Meanwhile, we have the biggest army of dolphins that plant explosives on your ship and do a great job. It's like, I just know that's not true. Like, oh, we got to attack them. They're being mean to dolphins. Stop lying to me. It's enough they hang people that are Christians from cranes or whatever if they convert from Islam. I'm not a fan. I don't need to be lied to. Stop insulting me. Stop it. And Israel lied to get us into this war, and they think it's funny. And just like the proto-Zionists sold out the Jews in Europe to get their state, they're going to sell out Israel and blow it up, just like Michael Young said. And people go, oh, good, they deserve it. Oh, yeah. You know what comes out of that? Think multi-steps ahead, folks. Every time I say this, people go, oh, I knew it. You worked for them. I'm like, I don't want Israel blown up. I don't want anybody blown up. And all you idiots who think we just blew up Israel, they're going to be fine. You're not blowing them up. They have a bunch of nuclear weapons. I've looked ahead. It's been set up as the global detonator for the end of the world. So use your brain. All right, who's up next here? Liz in Ohio. Liz in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Appreciate you.
Hey, Alex. What an amazing honor. Boy, oh, boy. Couple of quick things I wanted to tell you about. You may know about this already. I purchased a book from a fellow, and he's 90 years old. He's in Illinois. His name is Chris Fogarty, and he writes about something called The Perfect Holocaust and Those Who Kept It Perfect, and it's specifically about the Irish Holocaust. I'm not going to call it a famine. I haven't finished the book, but since you and yeah, since you and Jan talked about that, I think that's something worth investigating. He might be a great guy to connect with. He's done a ton of research about the history of Ireland as well as those who covered it up. He spent 8 years looking at military documents and all the regiments that came from Britain to steal the food from the Irish peasants. So that's number one.
Yeah, 100%. All the major potato blights were staged. That's like you said, it's been partially declassified by the British. Now they're doing it through the EU, flooding them with North Africans and Muslims. So the globalists have a big hard-on for the Irish.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we were taught such lies, of course, in history class, and you're given, like, maybe two sentences about the Irish, quote-unquote, potato famine. And you think for an agrarian culture that's...
I didn't hang up on you. You still there, Liz?
Yeah, I'm there. Uh-huh, sure.
You said for agrarian culture?
Yeah, you say for an agrarian culture that's you know, thousands of years, you know, before this event happened, were just too stupid and they did monoculture. Like, that's not really what they were doing. So I encourage people to really dig into that and of course, homeschool your children, forsake all these horrible government-based, you know, education systems.
Well, look what Bill Gates is doing. It's coming up. He's releasing ticks that give you alpha-gal syndrome, so you can't eat beef. He's releasing mosquitoes that have, you know, all this garbage in them, malaria. They are sabotaging civilization. He released a COVID shot that colonizes your body with HIV spike protein.
Well, because they love you. They love us. They want us to, they want to eradicate poverty, right, by killing the poor people. So, yeah, no, I mean, this is the diabolical nature of these fools, right?
Well, that's why, I forget the name of the father of modern satire. He was Irish, but he was a British lawyer, but he wrote under the pseudonym. Who wrote A Modest Proposal? Swift? Yeah, guys, look up Modest Proposal. You can read the essay. Yeah, Jonathan Swift. And then he does this whole sarcastic thing saying, well, if we're not going to help the Irish when they're actually engineering it, how about we tell their ladies to raise a baby and fatten it up and that we will buy it for our parties and we'll eat their baby like a turkey? And, you know, the Irish should just sell their children to be eaten by cannibals by the British aristocracy. And it was a sensation, but some people who took it seriously said, yeah, that's a good idea. So that is this elitism of the modest proposal. That's why I said this is a modest proposal 5 years ago or whatever. I said if they do the lockdowns for a long time, if they shut everything down, it didn't kill like 80 million people extra in famine, we will find up collapsing here. And I said, doesn't the left understand you don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line? If my children were starving, I would then understand I've got to eat my neighbors. I'm not going to eat my conservative neighbors. I'll eat my leftist neighbors. I'll haul your ass up with a chain and eat you like corn on the cob. And I said, this is satire. I'm not going to really do it. But they cut it out and said, Jones just said he's going to eat his neighbors. I actually had neighbors come over a month later and say they're going to eat us. So, Liz, I appreciate your call. By the way, we had Michael Yon mention there's a bunch of versions. There's a song version. There's my rant version of I Will Eat Your Ass. Guys, pull up the song version, Alex Jones, I Will Eat Your Ass Like Corn on the Cob. When we come back, we'll play that before we get to the ticks. But thank you, Liz. Great points. Taylor in Ohio, thanks for holding your own ear.
Hey, Alex, Michael Taylor, going to get you on X. I tried reaching out to you in DMs to bring this point up to you, but real quick, before I get to that, I mentioned in the ticks, it's not just beef that it gives you an allergy to. It's lamb, pork, and venison, and all dairy. So it is dangerous, and I'm telling you, I'm an avid outdoorsman. I've had 4 ticks latch onto me already this year, and that's more than I've had in my lifetime bite me. So, and I'm only getting them in state parks, weirdest thing. But my point for calling is the USS Gerald Ford and its battle group being recalled. I find it kind of uncanny that the battle group was recalled just less than 24 hours after the Senate voted and said Trump doesn't need approval to attack Cuba. So I'm wondering if they're not calling that battle group back, not to actually come to dock, but to use it as an assault in Cuba. I kind of wonder how you felt about that.
Well, look, I mean, on the surface, Trump's like, China came into our hemisphere, Cuba, Venezuela, Mexico elections, I'm taking them out. But then they put the communists back in, and he's like, oh, Iran, the dollar will be strong. We're cutting off China. Plus, they've got weapons. I'm tough. Right thing to do. But it's a trap by the globalist above him with BlackRock, and they're already sabotaging the economy, and he's going to be set up. You can see it. So Trump, like, oh, I'm Machiavelli. I'm going to go do all this. And they lied to him and said Iran would fall in 3 to 4 days. It didn't. So, and now Trump knows he was set up, but he keeps just hoping he gets out of this. And then his surrogates call me and others a traitor because we're simply trying to get him to understand he's been set up. And by the way, I don't give him an out. I know the people that know Trump. I know all about it. He has said, I didn't understand things 8 years ago. It worked. I know a little bit more now. I thought the military was all patriots. You didn't know they were all globalist trained? No, he's good at real estate. He's good at being on TV. He's very smart at business. But folks, he was an outsider. He doesn't know how any of this works. I have to say this stuff 12 hours a day to even keep up to date on it. He doesn't know. He'd be like, okay, you're a passive football watcher. That's kind of like Trump. Are you a coach for 40 years that's already won a bunch of state championships you know, in college, now you're an NFL coach. It's a whole different ballgame. Okay. And so Trump is in over his head.
And yeah, and I feel like if he does make a move on Cuba, it'll be either May 15th or 22nd, because the battle group's due to be back around the 11th. And we know he likes making moves on Fridays. But I tried DMing you, but you're a hard man to get a hold of. And thank you for all you do.
No, I mean, I did see that. And again, I'm not going to cry my Cheerios if Cuba falls. But what if they have a resistance and now we get stuck in the fight? Now it's full invasion while he's fighting in Ukraine, which we're running at, while we're fighting against Iran. What's China going to do when we're pinned down? They're going to start making moves. You can see the setup here. And, I mean, do you think Trump really is going to invade Cuba?
I really do. I think he wants an easy win for his ego, just like Venezuela was.
Well, grabbing Maduro when we bought off the Venezuelan security forces. They only had like 50 Cubans guarding him, which was still dealt before. It's an incredible mission. Trump's like, no one even got hurt, no casualties. No, a couple of them got shot, pretty serious. But the point was, yeah, it was daring. It was, you know, hole in one. We got the best military. Great. He leans on it. We'll see how great we are. Okay, snatching and grabbing one guy with all this backstory, that's not taking out Cuba. And the more you roll the dice on this, who knows what's going to happen.
Amen.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
The bigger thing is, I'm not defending Trump. I'm just telling you my research. Never found any evidence of him with underage girls or Epstein stuff. But he told Marjorie Taylor Greene, and later he said on the news, my friends will be embarrassed. That he defended Lutnick that lied about going to the island, living next door to him and all that. I went over there once. He said, I'll give you a massage, a special kind. I never came back, except to go to his island with your kids a bunch. So Trump told MTG, and he said it on air, and embarrasses his friends since then. I can go, oh, Trump's better, but I'm not signing on to that. I'm not part of that. It's real simple. I am not going to sit there and undersign, underscore, endorse, co-sign on that. And I don't think you are as well. Some people are like, oh, they're going to win the midterms. Oh, you need to back Trump. You're panicking. You're a Democrat. No, I'm not. Trump's behavior in all the detailed scientific polls was doing it, not me trying to get him to stop destroying himself and us along with him. And I am beside myself the Democrats are going to win the midterms. I am beside myself they're going to come right back persecuting me. But I cannot morally go, well, I'll just kiss Trump's ass and I'll go to Mar-a-Lago and he'll tell me how great I am for 2 minutes and pat me on the head and mention me in front of a crowd. And I go, oh, I'm powerful. Everyone's like, oh, Trump mentioned you. It's junior high, folks. It's a joke. I don't care about that. I don't want to be anywhere near that. So Trump is the best house in a bad neighborhood. Well, how about I don't accept your neighborhood? I'm not going to lower my standards for this. I mean, look, a lot of listeners got pissed at me, and it's not why I came after Trump. It was him saying we'll destroy a whole civilization in one day and all the other, and Israel bragging they run him. I hit a tipping point. I said I was getting close. I don't see things as the lesser two evils, but if something is way better than the other, I can't then throw my support behind the bad thing. But when the good things start sinking, getting worse and worse, I have to say I'm against it. And when all of his surrogates came out and attacked me and said I was scum and an Iranian agent and all this stuff, I didn't attack Trump more intensely because they did that to me, but it let me know he's got a dangerous number of cult members that he thinks will endorse him, anything he does. I need to go to war with that lie and with those constituents, who, by the way, are like 20% Trump supporters. They now know it. I've done a canvas of all these famous talk show hosts and influencers and people. You've heard a bunch of them on the air, Gavin McGinnis. Gavin's like, well, I still support the war, but not troops on the ground. I think you're probably going to be right. And God, I'm loyal. He's like 89% of the Trump supporters he knows are done. That's the number I get everywhere, folks. You think I'm happy about that? No. But there's one thing in InfoWars will get you fired like that. You got bad news, you keep it from me, you're fired. I'm not one of these people that wants bad news behind the scenes to go on. I don't know. First person to give me bad news that's important, that person gets a bonus. But there's this culture of hide it, hide it, hide it, obfuscate it, cover it up. No. Sunshine is the disinfectant. We need sunshine and then sunshine and then more sunshine. And that's why I get so upset. And I know I explain this because I know most of you understand it better than I do. most of this audience, the most hardcore people, were pissed at me, going, why don't you spend more time bashing Trump? Well, because of all this other good stuff. And I would mention the bad, but I'm like, you know, you push him too hard, he's pig-headed, he'll go the other direction. But at a certain point, I'm like, I'm not going to think about how this works anymore, because God says, justice be done by the heavens fall. I mean, at a certain point, I have just got to tell the truth and not worry about what the consequences are. Because the consequences was Trump failing and the Democrats winning. I wasn't like consequences that they'd come after me. I'm in less danger of coming after Trump. The consequence is, what is the moral thing to do? So I struggled heavily with this and made the decision that I'm just going to call out Trump with the hopes he turns around. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at TheAlexJonesReport.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at AlexJonesApp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to AlexJonesLive.com. Share the URL, AlexJonesApp.com. And go to TheAlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at AlexJonesLive.com/show and on Rumble and Relic Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble. We're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Cordis of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up, gonna haul him up by chain. Chop his ass up, sizing up, gonna haul him up by chain. Chop, 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 chop. I will eat your leftist ass. I corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will. I will eat your ass. I'll tell him, oh, I killed a cow out back, baby. You think Christ would eat somebody? He would never do that. I will. I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will eat you.
I will eat your ass.
To know, I will eat your ass first. I swear to God, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna get my hands around your throat. That was a message to the left and the Great Reset and Bill Gates. I just talked to Bill Gates in the larger club. We're gonna eat him. He wants to eat us. That's what it comes down to.
Well,
break it up. All right, let's take Jason Johnson, Miss Lou, Bruce, Josh, and Bart's calls. I got to hit this tick news before Harrison takes over, so I got to move quick here. Sorry, I spent so much time with other callers. They were great. I'm sure you're great, too. Peter, New Hampshire, predictive programming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
And earlier in the show, you had mentioned, potentially if we can expose what they're trying to do enough, maybe they won't do it, right? You know, or maybe it'll defer them from doing certain actions. And what I wanted to talk about was predictive programming related to some of the imagery that they use in order to kind of tell us what they're going to do so that they have that kind of spiritual, cover from the bad repercussions from it. So I don't know if this is possible or not, but if you wanted to do some B-roll and kind of show what I'm going to talk about, on the screen behind me or behind you so that people could actually see the imagery that I'm talking about. It's a website called collectfiles.com. And if you do a search on there, on the video search for On the Money, it will give you a little 1.5-minute video that you can play behind it to show you the images that I'm talking about. But
Say it again. What's the website and what's the search?
It's collectfiles.com.
Collect files?
Collect files. K-L-E-C-K. Files. F-I-L-E-S.com.
Okay.
And at the top, I can't see what you're doing right now, but on the top, it's if you just put in the search bar for like a video, you put type On the Money.
All right.
And it will bring up
what's it show? If we don't get it now, I'm sure it's my impulse will put it out. What's it show?
Well, what it shows is if you take currency that we use in the U.S. And you fold it into a pentagram and you turn it upside down, it shows you images of what's on that. And some of those images that come up on certain bills are the Oklahoma City bombing. And what the video does is it shows
I saw this at the time. It shows 9/11 perfectly, Pentagon, everything.
Yep. Right. But what's interesting—
I've done it myself with the money. It's true.
Yeah. But if you take like the $10 bill, for example, the new one, the one that came out with a different color, that's orange, if you fold it that one, it shows you a nuclear blast with a tidal wave going over a building, all right? If you take, I think that's a $10 bill. If you take the $100 bill, it shows you another image of a tidal wave going over buildings, similar to The Day After Tomorrow, if you've ever seen that movie, where, you know, they have the ocean flow into New York City and take out all the cars and everything. That's what the image shows. So I thought if people knew, hey, this is what they're planning based on, they already did Oklahoma City, they already did 9/11, here are the future ones that they just put out the money for, and maybe we could get them not to.
No, that's a great point. We better start. Is somebody put a video out now? As you said, folding the new money? Because they did redesign everything.
Yes, they did. So if you go to collectfiles.com and you just search in the search bar for a video on the money, there's just a little 1-minute video if you want to see.
Yeah, we just showed the on the money video, so it has the new files too.
Yes, it has the new bills. The $10 bill is the new one, and he superimposes, you know, an image of a building, you know, with the image that's on the bill, both with. So actually the way the imagery is done is it's almost like a little 3-part video where, you know, you take a picture and then you
it's like stop start animation.
Yes, stop start animation. Yes, perfect. So that's what it's doing. So it actually shows the water coming over the building.
Now I see it.
Three different. Yeah.
Shows a nuke going off in the ocean. That's what the Russian nuke torpedo does.
Exactly, the Poseidon. So I'm thinking that maybe they set that off somewhere in the Atlantic and it shoots over New York City. And this is the image they're giving us before they do it. So they don't get the negative blowback. And if we expose them, maybe they'll choose not to do it.
That's metaphysical. They have to tell you what they're going to do before. Thank you so much. I didn't think to look at all the new money came out in the last year. They redesigned everything other than the $1 bill. Wow. Powerful call. Thank you. Let's go to Bruce in Maine, enemies and friends. Go ahead. You're on the air, Bruce.
Hello, Alex. I called because of what you said earlier. You said you judge by your friends and your enemies, and we all know who your enemies are. And your friends are Mike Lindell and Ted Nugent and all those guys. I was just wondering if maybe someday you could have before July 4th, you could have a get-together somehow, maybe in Texas, so you don't have to travel too far. But you could have a get-together of Robert Barnes and Ted Nugent, General Flynn, Michael Savage, MTG, Stephen Greer, Proud Boys, all your people.
And no, that's a great idea. That's like herding cats, but I'd love to have a 4th of July rally somewhere with all those people.
Yeah, and have it close to home so you don't have to travel too far.
I don't mind traveling, but I would definitely go to something like that.
And, you know, we don't want to sit around and talk too much. We want to try to figure out something we can do as far as what's coming up, you know, like Bill Gates, and how do we get a bunch of grand juries together to get something done without the legal system dragging their feet on everything. I know we the people can bring charges to people, too, if we have grand juries convened, so something like that. As far as the UFO deal, maybe they're just going to show up a bunch of UFOs and start blasting people if their plans don't work with World War III. You know, they'll just start laser beaming the rest of us and try to get rid of a lot of us that way.
Well, it's a perfect way to unify us. I've seen all these UN documents and other statements by governments saying if we had a UFO invasion, that would unify humanity. And yeah, they had playing cards 30 years ago that were put out in Austin, by the way, by this game developer, and he also makes video games, that basically describes every piece of what we're dealing with.
I don't doubt it. And like that guy said with the money, 9/11 came true, Oklahoma City bombing, now what? Tidal wave. So that doesn't sound good. Our future doesn't sound too good. But it's all in the book, Revelations and everything. So we got something to look forward to, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. Revelation is manifesting right in front of our face. Thank you, Bart. I could talk 10 hours each one of these callers. We're going to move quick to everybody now. Thank you, Bart. Let's go ahead now. Who's up next? Who's been holding the last call was. Now we're talking to Bart in Georgia. Go ahead, Bart.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Before I get into this Iran escalation, I want to talk about your fantastic product, Methylene Blue. This is the best product you've ever had, even better than iodine. But anyway, I want to talk about this war, okay? You are absolutely right. This will cause a lockdown. Let's just say gas gets to $8 a gallon. I won't be able to drive my car anymore. And if you get finished, it's about principle, too. I know what I'm supposed to pay for everything. They want to lock us down with high gas prices. And what I don't think it's going to work, but I think Trump thinks he can force Iran to sell oil in U.S. dollars. So I think it's about oil and money in the petrodollar. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Well, thank you. I mean, no, they've had Lutnick and Bessent and a bunch of them say in the last few months, oh, this is really about the petrodollar and making them buy this in dollars. So they've actually said that. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Bart. Who's up next now? Let's go to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I just want to say, first of all, thank you for all your supplements. Definitely saved my life during that fake COVID pandemic scam we went through. So thank you guys.
Well, thank you for buying them, brother. Yeah, we only sell good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, I had a theory with Trump I wanted to shoot with you. So I believe, you know, ever since Charlie Kirk, when he died, rest in peace to him, I think, you know, everything's been downhill after that. I think they did that to scare Trump, you know, and say, hey, we're going to take you out and your whole family. So you better
get Yeah, well, there's no doubt he made the main change, of course, when Charlie got killed. And right around that time, Elon left right before that. So, yeah, I think, yeah, so what happened? What changed?
Yeah, like I said, I think they just scared the hell out of Trump and they killed Charlie, you know, in front of him and said, yeah, you better play ball or, you know, we're going to take you out and your whole family. I think ever since then, this is, yeah, he's sold out.
Yeah, people say Butler was fake. I got a good eye and I know the trajectories and bullets killing people and the bullet was caught on tape and it grazes here. I don't think that was fake at all. But I am having questions about D.C. a few weeks ago. That was very bizarre.
Yeah, that was really strange. I agree with you, too.
Well, do you think Michael Yon's right that Trump's unsalvageable? Okay, well, if we don't put pressure on him to do the right thing, then what do we do? I think we have a responsibility to put pressure on Trump. But what do you think that pressure is?
Yeah, like I said, yeah, I think we just got to keep calling him out. And, yeah, we don't agree with this war. And, you know, we got to do America first like he promised us. And, you know, hopefully I try to get him back. If not, then we just got to move on, you know.
You're 100% on target, brother. Thanks for the call. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to, just checking how long you've been on hold here. Let's talk to Ms. Lou in Florida. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Ms. Lou.
Hey, Alex. Boy, you nailed it. Because in the info world, the most important commodity is truth. That's it. Good or bad, truth is what people need to know. Now, I also want to say that thank God that you came up with plan B to set up your studio and everything else to keep it away from, to win the battle against the censorship complex that is only going to get worse. Now, I've been a Trump supporter, but I agree with everything that you and Michael Yon said. I don't know about unsalvageable yet, but because I always hold out hope that we can take the midterms. But I'll tell you what, that gentleman that called that his son was in boot camp, okay, and he said that they were prepping him for war. I lived in Vietnam. I was in college during Vietnam, and I'm having shakes of deja vu here. So I want you to revisit a movie. It was directed by Robert Redford in 2007, and it's called Lions for Lambs. And it actually shows both sides, the patriotic side and what happens to them, and then the skeptical side, which, of course, is Meryl Streep as a reporter. And she comes up with the facts. And I'm telling you, it's a really good look at what happened in Iraq, what happened to Vietnam, and what was going on.
No, I saw it. That was a great film he made. And
yeah. Revisit it. I'm telling you, because it'll point exactly to what's going on today. So that's really all I wanted to say. Thank God, again, I'm a product supporter too, but thank God that you were able to step out of what the left was doing. Because, you know, one of the first things they'll do when they get back in power is blow open those borders. We won't have a country.
Well, that's why I'm so frustrated with Trump going sideways is we need him. And then he attacks his own supporters when we're just trying to get him back on course. But that's because Laura Loomer and Mark Levin are advising him. And they're literally Israeli operatives while they accuse us of being foreign operatives when we're just telling the truth. So I don't know. I mean, we're 66 days in. He's totally pissed behind the scenes. It's coming out. He wants it over. He knows he was lied to.
but he just keeps thinking, oh, we can break the blockade or we can do this. No, you can't. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. All right. Let's go to Mike in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I called in earlier, or I called in a few weeks ago, and you got after me. But I'm going to tell you something. The only way that we can win the situation, and before I continue, I worked in battalion operations in the Marine Corps, so I know what I'm talking about. The only way possible that we can get out of this now is to force the Straits. Now, give me a second here, because that's how it's going to go if we're going to win. You've got to bring up a diversion coming up from the Indian Ocean to draw the troops out of the Straits. It's going to be 100% more difficult than it was would have been before the bombing, because they know what the strategic objective is now. But you've got to have a two-prong invasion, and as they pull troops out of those islands in the Straits to go to the other point where we're attacking, that's when you've got a force with a couple of Marine Expeditionary Units. It's going to be bloody, but it's all that can be done. President Trump cannot get out of this now. We've got to force the Straits. That's the only way you can do it. And as the diversionary people come up from the Indian Ocean, in front of them, you carpet bomb. It's going to be bloody. It's the only thing that can be done now.
Well, I said this 65 days ago. I said, once we're committed, it's going to be really hard to pull out of this because of the ramifications of how weak we'll look if this happens. But we already look weak with him declaring victory 30 times.
Correct. And what should have happened is those islands in the Straits, before one bomb was dropped anywhere else on Iran, you should have had special operations and Marines take those islands first, secure those islands, and then start bombing Iran. This is what happens when we let Israel plan our military action.
Which is exactly why I was against it, which is why the Pentagon told Trump don't do it. And that's my dad's argument, though, geopolitically. Well, now that we've done this, we're done as an empire. That's what we are if we don't win this. And Israel's idiotic plan is to drop nukes on them. It'll make us international pariah with them. They want to join us to them that are already pariah with horrible advice.
Well, this is where we're going. And there's no other alternative, because the longer we delay taking the Straits, the greater the stranglehold is, not just on the economy of the United States, on the economy of the whole world. And this is the globalist plan to turn everybody against us.
But, Roland, that's why I said it shouldn't be done.
We've already committed. We have no choice now.
Thanks for the call. All right, I'm out of time. Tomorrow, if you want to give us your name and number, we'll call you back, or not, you can get back in. Jason, Scott, Jacob, and Jason, we're out of time. So I want to air these little clips here that are important of why they banned me and where we're going in the future. But please check out the new news website, AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com. The bad guys really don't want you to check that out. I didn't spend any time on their latest attacks on us, but that's going to be hitting the news very soon. We're doing a big court filing, but it isn't already filed, showing the latest stuff they did. I'm going to ask them to talk about it until it's filed, then I'll talk about it tomorrow. Please remember, we are supported by you buying T-shirts to spread the word. Those are great. We have a great selection, some of the best designs. But we have the best supplements. They work. The methylene blue, all of it, they're insanely good. We have methylene blue gummies. Those are selling out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then stuff like the trench daggers with the skull crushers and the brass knuckles and all that, they're sold out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But at RealAlexJones.com, that's a sister site, they held some back, but they're almost sold out. So a lot of items sold out at theauctionstore.com are available at realauctions.com. That's because they hold back inventory for that, because that previously went to purely fund the Alex Jones Network. Now it's all the same thing, but you need to know that items not available at theauctionstore.com are available at realauctions.com. That's just one word. All right, so here are these quick, important reports. And then Harrison Smith is going to come right into this chair. I didn't hit the ticks. I promise you, unless there's some huge news, probably will be, but before the first hour is over tomorrow, I'm going to hit all this, because this is really important. I mentioned it a lot, but didn't cover it enough. Here's those reports. Stay with us.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
we have created for the first time in all history a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The globalists think they've had a victory shutting down a URL, InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to people. The war on for the mind is universal, and we are witnessing the great awakening of populism and the fourth turning right now. If you think the New World Order's been exposed so far for their Epstein pedophile rings, warmongering, and more, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the next chapter in the InfoWar starts now at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the tip of the spear in the resistance. And also go to alexjonesapp.com to download on Android and Apple, our app for free, to watch the show, to see our latest news reports, and more. Whatever you do, save and share those URLs, alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now, Paul Revere's. You're unstoppable, and the globalists are going down.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship. And I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh.
I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the info war is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is alexjoneslive.com. And go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer in 1984 is 1776, and if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.